with Tim Hadley and Amos Griner. We're here at Pekin High School. Sigourney's been on the field a while. They're still warming up. The Panthers have left the field to, no doubt, go over final game plans for this exciting Backyard Brawl 2013.
It is a beautiful night.
It is awesome out here. It's a little cooler up here tonight. Last week, you know, I got to go down to New London. You were down in Central Lee. A little
yep.
warm down in those parts of the state. Definitely warm here, but we got a little breeze and, of course, a nice Pekin press box keeping us cool and shaded here. Good crowd already for Sigourney. Nice crowd here at Pekin. We're starting to file in. The cattlemen are grilling. You can smell that. See the grill going. We've got Farm Safety Day here. We've got some ag folks here that's going to be doing stuff all weekend. If you want to come out and check it out, we've got some grain simulation simulators. We've got the fire department out here from Richland helping out. Just a great time educating people about the agricultural safety awareness in our area.
You got a beautiful facility here at Pekin, Tim. I know in the past we've had, looks like we're going to get ready for the national anthem, but we have had, thank you.
Pekin Band about to play the national anthem. Great job by the Pekin Band there, kicking off the national anthem. We've got 6 minutes left on the clock, Amos. Let's talk a little pregame, if you will. What do you think the Savage Cobra strategy is going to be this week? And maybe talk a little bit about last week. What did we see last week from Sigourney, and what can we expect to see again this week?
Well, you know, obviously we're fairly young. There's a lot of new players that have had to step up and then fill some voids from some of the seniors that did left last year. But last week, I was very impressed with how the defense shut down the run against Central Lee. Offensively, you know, we've always had some weapons in the running game, but Luke Lyle's done a really good job, been real consistent with his passing. I think last week he passed for about 60 yards, 54 yards, ran for 43. But I think the most interesting thing with the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras is the fact that a lot of these young kids have stepped into some of these voids and made a big difference. Now, tonight, you know, we're going to play a little different team, a different quality team. So, I mean, at the end of these four quarters, Tim, we'll probably know a lot more about our team. Can you share with us a little bit about the Pekin Panthers?
Absolutely. Great timing, Amos. The Pekin Panthers just took the field here. And, boy, they're excited to come out in the field, a standing ovation here by the crowd. Yeah, you know, a lot of similarities here, Amos, between the Pekin Panthers and the Cobras here. You know, some of the same things, a lot of young talent we saw last week. I read the name of sophomores and juniors carrying the football several times in for touchdown. Tanner Adam, one of the running backs, young guy, junior, and then, you know, sophomore breakout, Chase Copeland. You know, just outstanding running game. And his brother, Tyler Copeland, just a freshman, led our defense in tackles. So really exciting stuff to watch these young guys. But like you guys, a solid core of seniors as well. Our quarterback as well is a senior, Colby Alsop. Great legs, great mobility. He can get out and throw the ball when he needs to. But I'll tell you, he can be elusive. So I think one of the real strengths for this team is their offensive line and their defensive line. They've just got some guys that can just kind of push around. I know you do too, Tucker Fowler, man. I watch him during wrestling. He's got those tree trunk legs. It's going to be tough to move him around. I think we'll see some great matchups on both sides of the football, on offense and defense for both teams. So I'm excited to see this unfolding. I think I love your statement about we're going to know where we're that at the end of this game, I think both teams will say the exact same thing. Win, lose, or draw, I think we'll have a great sense of what the season's going to look like for the Panthers and what it's going to look like for the Cobras as we come out here for the coin toss.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the Copeland boys. You know, we hear a lot about them up there around the Sigourney and Kyoto area. It's going to be exciting to watch those guys. And you mentioned your offensive line. They do. I'm sitting here right in front of them. They look like some pretty good-sized fellas. But again, you know, on our offensive line, I think we got a lot of young people that are still learning. But tonight will be a nice test for them to see how they stack up and where they need to make improvements.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the keys to the game. I know that we talked about pre-broadcast. Young man that is out tonight, Peyton Crawford. I know he's been a solid running back for you. I know you mentioned there were some other key injuries. Tell me a little bit about how that affects the game plan, and or if it does, and maybe it doesn't. I know it looks like you've got a solid group of numbers. So are you pretty deep? What does this do for the Cobras tonight as they come out and really look to start this football game?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say we're very deep. I think I heard one of the coaches' comments last week was any one individual over there on our sideline is one play away from going in. So if you're standing over there, be prepared. You know, yeah, Peyton kind of tweaked his knee a little bit last week. I think with this not being a district game, I think it's made it a little easier for him to step out. I'm sure it's tearing him up because the kid loves the game of football. And especially when you're playing your in county rival, so to speak, it's got a tear on you a little bit. The other big loss that we've had as a result of an injury 2 weeks ago in a scrimmage with BGM was Chase Trammell. You know, Chase was going to be our starting tailback, and he waited 4 or 5 days, I think, before he ended up going to the doctor and finding out that he did have, I think, in his fibia, broken fibia. It's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, we've got people like Nate Saren, who's a sophomore, that's going to probably step into that tailback position. It appeared in pregame warmups that maybe Cole Striegel will step into that blocking back position. So, I think we got some guys there that are ready to step up, and it'll be exciting. I think we're going to have a heck of a game here.
Oh, I think, you know, it's going to be as hot on the field and the scoreboard as it is out there tonight. And it looks like from the coin toss, the Panthers are set to receive, and the Cobras are going to be kicking this one off. So the Panthers on their home turf here in the Backyard Brawl 2013 will open up with a return and hopefully get on offense here, and we'll start to see this test right away. We are just literally seconds away from kickoff as we get started here. The Panther crowd is on their feet. Any last thoughts before we kind of kick off here? I know we'll share some as we go along.
Not really. I think we'll have plenty to talk about here.
It'll be set on the field, won't it? Yeah.
About 30 seconds. Colby Kirkhove does our kicking duties. He's set to kick off.
And back to return, one of those Copelands that we talked about, Chase, as well as Christian Whitrock. He's a 400 sprinter for the track team. And Whitrock does take the ball, a junior, another young guy, finds the team, comes up to about the 30-yard line. I'd say about the 28th, but great return there for the young Whitrock as he comes up. His brother, starting quarterback last year. He's playing for Iowa Wesleyan this year, getting a nod at quarterback there. And so excited to see another Whitrock in the family. And I'll tell you, I coach junior high. There's another one coming yet. So I love to see those brothers come out here.
That is a very nice return. I think I had it marked at 22 yards a turn.
And the Panthers will set up on offense. Colby also comes in the shotgun. We've got two split receivers, one on each side. And he gives a pitch out here. Number 32 looks like Petey Clark with a little play action here. Oh, they pass it down to Whitrock, who got the return, and he's going to take it for a touchdown. Little trickery here by the Panthers. They did a little halfback pass to Petey Clark. Clark fires the ball out. Not a pretty throw, but I'll tell you, he gets it out there and really able to get it to Whitrock, who takes it all the way to the house on this opening drive. Wow, what a play from the Panthers. Did not see that one coming. The running team with a little razzle-dazzle there. What do you think, Amos?
I tell you what, they certainly tricked the covers there. That fellow was wide open, and I'll tell you, there wasn't anybody within 10 yards of him.
No.
A little miscommunication there somewhere.
All the club had to do was just loft it out there. I think you or I might be able to make that.
I think I might have been able to make that one.
I'll tell you that. Wow, exciting start here for the Panthers as Brain set to kick the extra point, and he does. Looks like it is no good. Wide right. But the Panthers up to a 6-0 start right here in the first quarter. So we'll see what the Cobras, if they'll bring out some trickery. Who knows? It's a backyard brawl. Anything can happen. I'll tell you that.
That's correct.
Exciting. The cheerleaders are ready to go. They're getting everybody back on their feet for this kickoff. And, wow, just a stunned opening there. All this talk about we're going to get to see it, we still don't really know what's going to happen.
We don't know a lot yet.
Didn't see anything.
That's 19 seconds, and we're down 6-0 over here on the Sigourney side. So,
right, watching the beacon.
Yeah, neat little.
I don't know. Yeah, a little neat little pass there, and Coach Donovan really cooked something up there. You can see the smile on some of the assistant coaches' face. And I'm sure the Cobras, that'll be the last time that happens. I guarantee you that. They're a smart team. They're a smart ball club. Even though you mentioned youth, they're a smart team. So I don't think they're going to get another one by them. Probably good they pulled it out early because they won't get another one like that, I don't think. Brain set the kick off here, the senior who he missed the extra point by just a little bit earlier, but set to get a deep one here.
Griner back deep for the Cobras to receive the kick. Looks like he's standing out about his 5-yard line.
And Griner, he's an experienced returner, senior here. He's done this a time or two, so it should be interesting to see what he does with the football as they get it back to him.
Yeah, you know, Colton's he's had the returning duties for the last 3 years, so he's pretty experienced. I think if he finds the seam, he's quick enough. It'll be interesting to see what he's able to do here.
Nice deep
Griner
kick.
Takes the ball. At about the 5, he's up to across the 20, to 25, out about the 35, I believe, Jim.
Yeah, tackled there by Christian Whitrock, the guy who scored that last touchdown on that pass and also returned it. So a lot of Christian Whitrock right away ends up getting a little trip. You know, great return there by Griner. Puts the Cobras, about the 40 there, and there's great field position. Can't complain about that.
Yeah, real good field position here for these guys to start. Now it's just a matter of what our line can do and execution on offense. You know, we're going to probably come out in that familiar single-wing offense with Lyle spinback and Griner wingback. Looks like tonight we've got Nate Saren back in the tailback position.
And you kind of predicted that early on, probably replacing Tremel or Crawford back there, right?
That's correct.
And, filling in, so we'll see what the sophomore can do. Sigourney looks like where the referees are kind of getting – they were ready to go, and the refs kind of pulled them back here a second, check huddle. And now they're ready to run this play and get it going. I'm sure they're anxious to put some digits on the board being down 6-0
That's right.
Already.
We'll see what they can do here.
The Panthers here coming out in kind of a 3-5. Looks like they're showing some blitz. We'll see if they send some guys. They didn't.
Here's a direct snap to Saren. Saren moves forward. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Tim, pretty good pursuit by the Panthers there on that play.
Excellent contact by linebacker Tanner Adam. He did come on that outside seam there. Was able to get through the tie. He made the initial kind of contact and looks like it held him up enough just for that defensive line to come in and make a couple tackles there. So no gain on that one. Brings up 2nd and 10 for the Cobras, and that'll bring up the Panthers here on defense again.
Here's a handoff to Griner. He kicks it to the left side, gets the corner.
And that's what Griner can do with that explosive speed on the outside. He picks up almost the first down here, Amos, and Cole Ricker, Eric Adam, getting over there and making the stop on the sideline. But I'll tell you, they're 3rd and 1 now. A great sweep by Cole and Griner. They're going to cover a lot of field tonight. I think we're going to see them go to that several times. Griner, just that's his strength, getting out and just flat out running. He's a quick young man. And
they do. They tend to run that play to Colton quite often. He's quick enough. He can get that corner. If he can get that corner and get downfield, it's usually good for, 5 to 10 yards. They need a yard here. They direct snap right to Saren, straight ahead. It looks to me, Tim, like he does have enough for a first down.
It was fairly close, but the referees do signal first down. Good tackle in there by Bond. Rickard in there as well. Once again, that D-line that we talked about this morning is coming up and making those plays, but not enough to stop the first down. So a great first down by the Cobras as they come up here just short of the 50-yard line. About the middle of the field, no wind tonight, so we may see some passing here before long. It's rare to come to Pekin and not have any wind. I don't know how much you've been over here, but a little flat and gets a little windy.
Yeah. Wild Volta, it looks like that's spin back keeper straight up the middle. Might have picked up a couple yards there. That'll bring up 2nd down and 8. Well, you know, the Sigourney kid is messing around a little bit with the spread offense, Tim, this year, where, okay, where they're splitting Kirkhove and Weber out to the sides. And then they obviously got Griner coming out in that wingback spot. So, you know, very possible that we will see some balls in the air here as we move throughout tonight.
Well, Luke Lyle's no rookie. He's been at the helm a while now, so he's got the ability to do it. We'll see what Coach Jensen dreams up here on second down. Look, that's right there we just talked about, and just overthrows him.
Just overthrows Weber. It was a well-thrown ball. Might have been just a little bit high, but a good attempt there by Luke and by Weber.
Yeah, good coverage there. Club coming across as well as out on the linebackers coming in the flats there, but just overthrown. He was definitely open. You know, I'm looking at these Cobras, Amos, and they got in the weight room a little bit this summer. I see some bulk on a couple of the Weber kind of trotting off there. He's a stocky receiver.
You know what? They've done a very good job. You know, my nephew plays for Sigourney Kid, and I know that they put a lot more time in this year than they had in maybe the past couple of years. Here's the handoff to Griner around the corner. He's going to be knocked out of bounds by
Brody Long. Across there, and the senior just knocks him out of bounds. But great game again. Another one of those just kind of come around the outside, sweep, and pick up some ball. It looks like they marked him out maybe a little shorter than what it looked like from up here. But so that is going to bring up a fourth down, a critical fourth down for the Cobras this first series, where they're just at, you know, about the 44-yard line. And we'll see what if they punt or if they try and go for it. It's early, you know. We'll see what we have. It doesn't appear that they're going to go for it, though.
I would have thought that they were going to go for it just because Peyton Crawford does handle the punting duties, and they are across into Pekin territory. So here's Lyle with
spin back.
Lyle carries down to about the 25-yard line.
You know, I remember that from my playing days. That spin back, and you practice it, and you think you've got it on scout team. But you come out against these Cobras, and it's just not the same. They are deceptive. I mean, they just – I don't know if you start from just after birth, you start hiding the football under their crib or what you guys do, Amos, but somehow they have a way of just hiding the ball. You don't know who's – I mean, they ran right by four Panthers before anybody got a hand on him.
Yeah,
I
do.
Into the secondary, I think it was quarterback Colby also playing at safety that finally made the tackle.
Yeah, they do a very good job. Here's a direct snap to Saren. Saren in that tailback position. It's
not much for Saren. He got driven back by that big defensive line led by Conger, Trenton Conger, another senior down there, making it rough on that one. So that'll bring up second down, and it looks like 10. They said no gain to maybe a yard. So, but, you know, they're in good field position here, Amos. They're about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're the 24.
They're you know, great, knocking on the door here in this first series, and a great decision by Coach Jensen to go for it. And, you know, that gamble paid off.
It did. We'll see what they can do here on second 10. Here we go. We're going to have another pass.
Low, great pass by Bond, and he
got rid of the ball.
Like it's incomplete.
But it is incomplete.
He did catch it, but he came down to his knees there. And great rush by the Panthers. It looks like, was that Kirkhoff there? That
was Kirkhoff.
Kirkhoff, the receiver. He caught it. He just came down with it on his knees, and the referees waved it off, but a lot of pressure there by Bond coming in from that tackle position. We'll see if that influences Luke a little bit. He looked really cool back there, though. He just stood there and threw it. So
he did a nice
helps
job.
To have a veteran, you know, it really does.
Yes. He got rid of that ball in time and avoided the sack.
That was pass again. Another rush here by the Panthers, but a great pass.
Great
tackle made by Whitrock and Rickard out there, but not until he got to about the 9-yard line. So first down and goal, I believe, Amos.
I think that's, he got about a yard more than he needed there. So they put a nice drive together here.
Whitrock on the reception there. It just kind of came out into the little out route there. Beautiful just connection there between Lyle and Weber and coming up with that catch.
There's the Cobras direct snap back to Lyle. Lyle
looked like a little bit maybe mishandled the snap there. I don't know if it came down or up. It looked like it was snapped a little low to Lyle. He kind of had to – I couldn't tell if that was intended. He had to do something with it. So bringing up second and eight, no gain, maybe a yard. He did do a good job of at least getting upfield. If that wasn't the intended play, he made a good job of getting to make it look like something.
He did get a little something out of that. It wasn't all for naught. I think it's going to bring up roughly second and goal to go on the eight. 6:52 left to play here in the first quarter, Pekin leading 6-0. But the Cobras are threatening. Here's Lyle back to pass again.
Oh, it looks like there's a pit rock in the goal line, and it is. That'll bring it out to the 20. Whitrock just comes up and snags that football. Just a great game for Whitrock so far. A touchdown, a return for, 20-some yards, and now an interception. I'll tell you, it doesn't get any bigger than making those kind of plays in the backyard brawl right now with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And peaking up 6-0, what a great position to be in for the Panthers, but a tough break for Luke Lyle and his offensive squad. I'll tell you, this is a real defining moment, though, Amos. You can kind of hang your head or you can rally, and I'm guessing these Cobras are going to rally. So we'll see them come across here. They're not going to get caught anything behind them this time, I guarantee you.
Yeah, they should be well-versed in that after what Pekin did to them on that first play from scrimmage back on the opening drive.
Also, wasting no time going under shotgun,
Here he gets taken down. Derrickford flies in.
Great play.
From that end position. And I believe we may have had a loss of about 5 yards.
Yeah, they just came right up there. Also, just he looked like he faked it across and went to roll out and just nothing there and lost. Oh, boy, it looks like I'd say 6 or 8 yards there, Amos. So Panthers, second and 18, 19, something like that to go.
Very good play by Derek.
But, Panthers, they're explosive. We saw that already, so. Second down, they do give it up to Copeland. Copeland comes around the side, gets about that 8 yards back, it looks like. So they're going to be coming up on, I believe, third and 11, somewhere in there. So Copeland, a great gain there, but unfortunately kind of had to dig himself out a little bit.
Yeah, good pursuit there. Good pursuit there by Ben Horace and Cole Striggle to bring that Copeland kid down. He's extremely fast. And One thing I've noticed about both teams is the pace of play, that they are not wasting any time getting up to the ball between plays. So
right.
We'll see if they're
keeping it going, and I'll tell you, we'll see if that wears on them. Neither team very deep, as you mentioned. Also, the long does connect, but only about a 6 yard gain, which would normally be great, but on third down, we're going to need a little bit more. So it's fourth down and about four. We'll see. It does look like they're bringing in the change of personnel, so I think we'll see a punt here. I see Petey Club is back, and traditionally, he didn't punt last week, but traditionally he's been the punter, so looks like they'll probably punt, but who knows? Well, maybe we'll see a fake. We've seen some razzle-dazzle already, Amos.
Yep.
We better not call anything until it happens here with Panthers on fourth and about four to go here on about the 26-yard line. It is a timeout by the Panthers, so we'll see if we've got the right personnel or if we're going to try something here. So Panthers taking a timeout here, Amos. Up 6-0, 4:49 to go in the first quarter. Wow. Has not disappointed so far.
No.
I'll tell you, I'm literally on the edge of my chair here waiting to see what's going to happen next because they've been kind of duking it out already, and we haven't even gotten through the first quarter yet.
Yeah, both teams are they're fired up for this game. Other than back on that play when the Cobras were driving, I think, Luke may have thought twice about throwing that ball. Colton Griner was covered pretty well by, I believe it was Whitrock in the corner. And, it's tough on those kids when you put that much effort into putting a drive like that together and then to turn it over. But they've made a nice stand here on the Panthers to hold them.
And just, I agree 100%. Just like I said, a defining moment, you can hang your head or you can come out and play football. And I'll tell you, the Cobras responded well. Even that first play, getting that deep sack on the
that was big.
It does still look like the Panthers will punt. We'll see. It's fourth and four, four to go here on about the 26-yard line. Club has the ball. A pretty decent kick. Down to, it looks like, about the 45. It is probably going to roll out of bounds. It does, to about the 43-yard line. So, Cobra's not in bad field position after that turnover. They've got to be happy about that. But the Panthers, obviously playing tough defense. It wasn't easy, like you said, getting down to that goal line. And once they got there, kind of got taken away from them there.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's pretty much to this point, Tim. It's been what we've expected. Both teams are, fighting for their lives here, and the Cobras need to put a good drive together and maybe get some points on the board to get the momentum shifted to their direction. Now, I know you don't agree with that, but I sure would be nice to get over it.
Yeah, no, you know, I'd like nothing more than to see the Panthers win this one, but, you know, we'll see what happens. It's just starting, and I like to see a good game, man. As
yeah.
I do.
We got a direct snap there to Nate Sarah. He moves forward for about 3 yards, going to be up about second down at 7 from the 45-yard line, it looks like.
Looking like the junior J.D. Hollingsworth coming up and making the play from the D-line again. Again, like I said, the core here, just that defensive line. Their linebackers are solid, too, but you've got to get past those front guys first. And, you know, a great play on both sides of the ball. You know, you got 3. We gave up 3. That's, you know, those are both wins at this point.
Yeah, your defensive line is they are some monsters.
I'll tell you, I see these guys in the hallway every day, and lunchtime you don't stand in the way. You get out of the way and you just let them do their thing.
That's right. Here's the pitch to Griner. Griner moves forward for about 2 yards, but there again he runs into that big front line.
And then there's Brody Long, Trenton Conger. Two seniors right in there made it tough. Jared Bond also a great defensive lineman, senior as well. So really that front 3 and 4 there really made up a solid senior core.
They're not allowing much between the tackles, that's for sure. You know, most of the Cobras yards have come, you know, from the outside.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if we'll see Griner on the sweep here. They are in the middle of the field, so that'll be interesting to see if they try and do that or pass. He is in shotgun right now, Lyle.
He is, and it is back. He's going to pass. A good rush by Deacon.
And a great sack bringing down Lyle by number 81, Brody Long. A couple other guys getting up there. Conger, just like we mentioned, pocket collapsed pretty quickly. That's going to bring up fourth down, another critical fourth down. And I see a change of personnel, Amos. You think we'll see a punt here?
I think in this situation we are going to see a punt. It looks like Colby Kirko is going to be on to do the punting duties this week with Crawford being out. But I think they're just a little too deep in the
being on their own, you know, about 46, 47, they probably want to get out of this one.
Well, it looks like we've got a flag.
There is. He dropped it, and he's pointing at the SK side here.
Do they got 12 guys on the field, Tim, potentially?
I wonder if you're right.
I think that's
yes, I see him jotting one off. They do have 12. I see Clint Weber over there looking at his clipboard going, wait a minute, that's not the guys I set out there. no doubt, a little frustrated by that one. A big game like this, he's definitely having a conversation over there with one of those guys, and a senior, no doubt. But it's hard to tell who mixed that one up. But
right.
They will punt. That is going to bring up 4th and 11. I think if there was a question before, it's done now. They did punt.
Kirko.
And it is off to Whitrock. He's had a great game so far. We'll see what he can do with it. He does make a move here, and he gets, I don't know, about 7-8 yards.
Yeah.
It didn't look interesting. He dodged a couple Cobras before getting brought down there.
Did a nice job there, Tim. You know, good punt by Kirko, but a nice little return. You know, he didn't have much to work with there, and he made something of it, picking up about 7 yards on that
return. Hard to tell who made it. Schwenke might have been in there on the tag. I couldn't really tell who, couldn't tell if that was Colton or who was in there, but there's definitely a couple guys down there getting down the field pretty quickly. He didn't have a lot of time to react. That'll bring up the Panthers 1st and 10 here at about the 35-yard line. Also, in shotgun again, he has been known to go under center, Amos, but he's been shotgun so far.
It has been.
Looks like a power play to club, and it gets shut down pretty quick.
Nice move by Jeremiah Green. He made a lot of good penetration. He's not a really big guy, but he's quick.
I'll tell you, Jeremiah's low to the ground, low center of gravity, another wrestler. I'll tell you, I think that works to his advantage, Amos. He slipped through that line. I don't even know. I don't know if they didn't see him or if they couldn't get him to move, but he just came right up the club and met him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a yard there, bringing up 2nd and 11 on about, you know, their own 35-yard line, 34-yard line. We see some shifting, some movement here. Altup is going to go under center, and we'll see if they audibled or if they just changed plays here. And it looks like a power play to Copeland. He comes off that left power and gets maybe about 1 or 2 to bring it up. Third down here.
Yeah, you know, we did a pretty good job there containing that play on the left side there. It looked like Brown and Striegel in on the tackle there. They had pretty good push and brought Copeland down for a short game.
That'll bring up about 3rd and 8 here on looks to be about the 37-yard line. So another big play for the Panthers. This is kind of one of the first situations we've seen where they've really got to make something happen here. They're close enough to really keep the ball moving. but haven't really been able to light a fire on this drive yet. So we'll see what this third down brings and what quarterback Colby also can cook up back here. We do see another flag here, and
the delay of game, I believe, on Beacon.
Back judge here, and they're going to walk it off. Yeah, that's 5 yards. That's a rare for this game because both teams have been coming to the line with a hustle and really been pounding out plays. It doesn't seem like we've really even had a time to catch our breath. And now we've got a delay of game, so that seemed an interesting call against the Panthers. They're bringing up third and a deeper, about 13 now.
13.
Snapped it also up in the shotgun. He does give it to Club, who is pushed back, really behind the line of scrimmage.
Like
so
good penetration by Fowler there. He may have thrown him back for a yard loss potentially. Definitely no gain. It's going to bring up 4th and 15, so it was a loss of 2. Nice play by Tucker.
And I think Club has shifted back to punt here, and Griner's back to return. So I think we're going to see another punt here. 2 drives here, Amos, that the Panthers have had to kick their way out of. So we'll see if the Panthers can kind of start to light something up here.
Nick Griner stands on his 30. It looks like he's going to let this one bounce.
Oh, yes. One of the Cobras touched it, but he got on a good heads-up play. That's one thing you say as a special teams coach.
Get away.
I don't care if you're in junior high or if you're in the pros. Get away from it. Yeah. You don't let it touch you. And kind of a violation of that rule there, but quick to recover.
Yeah, Ben Horace just hustling down there, ready to make a block for Colton. And, the ball took a bad bounce. He felt it hit him. He got on top of it right away. We're going to be starting. The Cobras are going to start somewhere around their 26, 27-yard line, 1st and 10. 1 second left here in the first quarter.
Yeah, we'll see if they get a snap off here or if by the time he blows the whistle, I have a feeling we're all going to jog over and take a little break here. But Panthers still up 6-0. They haven't started the clock yet, so it looks like the Cobras are going to get a playoff.
It does appear that they are going to get a playoff before the end of the quarter. We'll see what they have up their sleeve here. Berg in motion this time. Hand off to Sarah. Nice play off to the left side.
Just straight coming off tackle there. Yeah, and brought down by Long. And tough game already. Tired, I would imagine, but both teams, right? This first quarter, back and forth, back and forth. You take away that opener with that Pekin. All I can say is razzle-dazzle, because as a Panther, I'm not used to seeing that kind of trickery. Usually we just smash mouth right up the gut. You take that away, though, and I'll tell you, it's a 0-0 ball game and a dogfight like we predicted.
You're right. Both teams are playing very stingy defense. I mean, to this point, both sides of the ball, both teams are playing very well. But again, you said you take that one play away, and we got us a scoreless ball game. But I expect here in the second half we're going to see a lot more action.
I'd love to see the scoreboard light up. I love a good defense, but I'll tell you, there's nothing more exciting than a touchdown, Amos. So we'll see.
Right.
We'll see what happens. But it's hard to tell. You're right. I think the strength of both teams so far has just been that defense. They are both just so solid up in the front that neither team is really able to move anything quickly, sneak anything by. You've really got to work for every single yard down there tonight.
As I said at the start of the broadcast, Tim, one thing that impressed me last week with Sidney Kyoto was the improvement that their line, defensive line, and how they impressed me. And tonight they are showing me that they are for real. They are not allowing much yardage up the middle, and I've been very impressed with what I've seen. Equally so, when you look at Pekin's front line, they are monsters, and they do not allow much up front either. And I know you alluded to the boys that are on the line there for Pekin, but it's been a very, very well coached defensive team.
I would agree. I think both coaching staffs have done just a great job. I assume maybe Gary Jarms had something to do with that over there on the Sidney side, and a lot of good coaches here, Mitch Moore and Justin Lamb here for Pekin on the defensive side. Cobra's coming back out here on offense.
Wow, with the keeper up the middle. Big hole at 6, about 12.
We've seen this one before, and like I said, he just ran by 2 or 3 guys there, and I think, it's getting tough to find the football. And I think when we can find it, boy, we make the play, but figuring out who has that ball from that spin back, proving a little bit tougher than we thought. For some of those guys. But I'll tell you, if they know where it's at, the door's going to close. So we'll see. I think they'll make some adjustments here, as they've already have, I'm sure, and we'll see that defense continue to be tough.
Berg in motion. Looks like they're going to try it again with Lyle up the middle. This time, not quite as fortunate.
This time, sniffed out, and we're going to bring up about second and about eight here as they're fighting to get to the 45-yard line, probably about the 43-yard line right now on their own side here. So Cobras, a lot of time left in the second quarter. Just started, peaking up 6-0, and on offense here, second and about eight. Cobras come up in that kind of spin back again.
Yeah, hand off to Sarah this time. Pretty good hole over there on the left side. Picked up maybe six, possibly seven. It's going to bring up about third down and four.
I think Hole is right. You know, that big, I don't think we've talked about that offensive line of Stigerney-Kyoto, but they have just really opened up some nice running lanes for these young backs to come through and really kind of get upfield. Bond making that tackle there, another defensive lineman getting across, but making it easy for the running backs tonight.
Yeah, they have. It's been pretty good running. There's Lyle again with the keeper up the middle. Looks like, Tim, there's enough there for a first down. It all depends on the spots. It could be very close.
It was definitely a tough third down run there by Lyle, coming just right off center and just spinning up field literally with the football.
Yeah,
kind of working his way up there.
If this one is going to be very close, it looks like he is signaling first down. So good hard running there by Lyle up the center. That play's worked pretty well for him tonight.
You know, it's surprising me they haven't tightened down between the centers. I think we'll see that or some blitzing to cover those holes. Somewhere there's a gap he's just spinning right through, and that's uncharacteristic of what we've seen earlier in the first quarter. He ran it, but it didn't seem to be that effective.
Yeah, that's correct. Here's, I believe, Stern with the ball again. Picks up this time. This time he ran to the right side. And, there again, picked up about 4 or 5 yards. Nice hard running by Nate Sarin. And there again, that's a guy that, you know, has come in after Peyton Crawford and Chase Tremble go down to injury. This is a good young kid, sophomore, just running hard.
Yeah, and that's exciting for a program to see young guys come up and step up and fill those shoes and really have a great game. That helps everybody in the long run, really.
Certainly does, and it's going to do nothing but help Nate. Here's Berg with the carry. Nice. He cut it to the left side there.
Looked like it was going to open up a little
bit. Did.
Credit to the Panthers coming across there. Cole Rickard really read that well coming out from that outside linebacker, and it shut down pretty quickly. It looked like he was going to skirt for that first down, but instead Panthers forced the third down and about four here as Stigerney-Kyoto is here on their own, 42.
Yeah, you mentioned Pekin. They moved to that ball and shut that down very quick. I thought there for a while that he was going to easily get the first down. And
it did. It looked like it opened up, and they did. They just came across, and Rickard flew across there, the junior, and made the play.
Well, here's Lyle back to pass this time. It looks like
a great sack here coming across. Lyle almost in mid-throw. Great job hanging on the football as he just gets pounded by Tanner Adams and Petey Club, two linebackers slipping in there and just making a great play on third down to force the fourth down, and it looks like another Cobra punt.
It does. It looks like Perko is on to punt, but what an awesome play by Pekin. I mean, they slammed the door closed in a hurry.
You know, if you've ever seen the movie The Blind Side, it looked about like it wasn't it. He just came from that left side. Lyle's looking right, and the club and Adam came across just hard and took him down. It wasn't like he was in danger, but just a great heads-up football play by the Panthers.
Yeah, it was a very good play by the Panthers. Here's Kirko.
Good punt by the guy coming in to take over for Crawford. Good and high, that's what you want. And Whitrock will not return this one. Also back there with him as well. Rolls out of bounds.
16-yard line, it looks like, Tim. So nice punt by Kirko.
Yeah, a great punt coming in to take over there. Another guy stepping in to fill a role. And here we go, Panthers on offense. Really tough getting some yardage from our backs. You know, I talked about at the beginning, these explosive young guys.
Yeah.
Last week, New London just couldn't contain them. This week, Sigourney's watched some film, and they seem to be knowing where these guys are going because they're sure coming up in a hurry and making it hard for these young guys to get through the hole and break one open.
It sure does appear that way. I think they've done a very good job of understanding what the Panthers had done last week.
He can spread this one out with four receivers. Also back to pass, he does connect with Whitrock. And on first down, he gets about another first down. Looks like about the first about 10-yard catch there for Whitrock, who once again, for a junior, just having an outstanding game. And the chains do move coming up on about the, I'd say it's 27-yard line for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's Nate Sinner there on the tackle. You know, it's we were fortunate that I think they very well could have went for more yards, but Nate did a good job of breaking down and holding that guy down to about a 10-yard gain there on that pass play.
Uncharacteristic for the Panthers, flooding receivers here. They've got trips on this left side. Copeland in motion. They do give it to Club up the middle, and he's got some room, and he's going to get about 8 yards. A great run by the senior Petey Club there. Just coming off that left side, almost looked a little bit like they stole a play from Sigrid there.
That's it. Yeah. Looked a lot like it, you know.
Didn't it? He kind of spun around there, faked the motion, and then
they
set him up the middle. So maybe give him a little taste of their own medicine, Amos.
Yeah, very possible. Looks very familiar. Berg there on the tackle. Nice job.
That's not the first time we've called his name either. He's having a pretty good game today.
He had a great game last week as well. We expect that out of Derek over there at Sigrid and Kyoto. And here again, Copeland.
And may have enough for the first down. It was second and about three. A great little off-tackle play there by Copeland. He's going to bring up, it looks like, third and about one here. So another critical third down. We've seen this from the Panthers as well as the Cobras, putting us kind of in a pinch here. We'll see what the Panthers cook up and to try and get by that big old defensive line of the Cobras as well. We talked a lot about Pekin's side, but they've got some big guys up there, too.
They do, and here we are.
Oh, that was a great run off the side. They snap it. They just give it right to Club. Almost looked like they caught him off guard there, didn't it? It almost looked like they just came up, snapped it, and I don't know if the Cobras were quite ready there because they moved the chains, bringing up first and 10 on about the 43-yard line.
I don't know if I was quite ready there. I saw Copeland in motion, and I'm thinking, well, that's where it's going, and all of a sudden I lose track of the ball, and here Club picks up an easy first down.
The Club's starting to come alive here. A couple carries for first downs. And Panthers kind of got a little something going here. This game is really about momentum, Amos. Not just this game, but football in general.
Football in general.
Great little handoff, a little draw play to Copeland up the middle. Gets a solid two or three, bringing up about second and seven on what appears to be about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, you know, good job there by Tucker Fowler and Stradle to stay right there, stay in their spots and limit that play to a two-yard gain. So, real happy with those the way those guys have worked together up punt there.
Also comes out in shotgun here on second and about eight. It does look like a pass. It's a screen to Copeland. A ball goes out of bounds.
That was a real nice ball, apparently.
Copeland didn't look like he reacted as well as he could to that. It went over his head, and that's really one he got to chase down. Showing that he's still a sophomore, got some speed.
Yeah.
One that you definitely need to try. Luckily, it rolled out of bounds for the Panthers. Bring up about third and seven. I'll tell you, though, honestly, if Copeland had caught that ball, I would have liked to have seen what had happened. Because if he has been on the money, he's a guy, you get him out in the flats like that, that's kind of a nice little play for them. I think we'll see that again coming up when they get a little bit more field to work with. They're on that right hash. They threw to that right side. I'm thinking we're going to see it go left here or the other way if they get a wide-open field.
And, those Copeland boys are dangerous kids. I've seen them run track, and they are extremely
fast. Oh, interception by the D-lineman. Intercepting Alsop, and he is returning it. Club with the saving tackle for the touchdown. Number 73, Dumont, J.C. Dumont, getting the interception there. He's got to be excited. He is excited. It's rare that you see a defensive lineman get an interception, and Dumont grabbed it. And not only did he grab it, but the wherewithal to run up the field. Luckily, Club with the tackle there. He came from his own pass pattern and made the tackle, catching Dumont there. Just short of, about the 20. So, trying play for the Cobras.
Derek Hinfield, that's another young kid that didn't see much time, varsity time last year, really stepped up, made a nice play. And then he took it. He knew what to do with it once he got it. A little confusion in the backfield by the Cobras.
Yeah, on offense there, looks like no gain on that first down. Maybe a yard. They're still bringing about second and nine. Once again, Jared Bond making a good play, and Club coming up again. Want that football back, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. You know, this is one of those situations that Sigrid and Kyoto was faced with, you know, late in the first quarter. It plays on you a little bit. So I expect Pekin to stiffen up here pretty tight.
Right, back up against their own end zone here and defending here.
Here's Griner, ball carrier. Griner sports forward for pickup of about 6, maybe 7 yards. Going to bring up third down. Third down at about 2.
Rickard and Vaughn coming up and making the stop there, but not before he picked up a nice little gain on second down. Bringing up 3rd and 3, you got to be happy about this, Amos.
Yeah, you know, it is. I think the Cobras have got a nice drive going here. We'll see what they can do here on 3rd and 3.
Yeah, get your ball on your 10-yard line, knock it on the door of your end zone. You get a little excited, so we'll see if they can stay disciplined and get the snap off and do something with it here.
Looks like they're sticking with that single wing offense.
Cobras take a timeout. Yep. Lyle saw something he didn't like across those big old Panthers and took a timeout. So this might be a nice blow for both teams. Both of them playing both ways, I'm sure. A lot of guys running both sides of the field. A lot of back and forth. It's only the second time out in this game. It's hot out there still. It's nicer than last week, but still it's warm. So, a lot of rest needed for both teams, and we'll see what this is. A critical third down again. I feel like I've said that, but it has come in these situations. You know, you're down 6-0. Panthers are ahead on their home turf. They don't want to score. Sigourney wants to score. It's a great play here on third down.
It'll be interesting to see what Sigourney get a call on this play. One thing that impresses me a bunch, and I saw this last week too, Tim, and I'm sure it was the same case with Deacon, I think our kids are in great shape. 2 years ago we were down here, I'll speak on behalf of the Sigourney and Kyoto kids. We saw a lot of cramping and so forth, and for the heat that we've endured this tonight and last week, it tells me one thing, that our kids are in shape, they're doing the right things to stay healthy and stay on the field.
Well, I'm sure Coach Jensen as well, as I know for a fact Coach Donovan has really preached hydration, rest, changing some practices here as the Cobras come out for third down.
Here's Griner running to the wide side of the field. Looks like he's going to have the first down. He's still on his feet.
End zone.
He may have not really out of bounds right at about the 1, possibly the 2-yard line. Nice.
The Panthers hit the touchdown but give up the first down. So, Cobras not out of the woods yet. They've still got to put it in the end zone from their 5-yard line. So the Panthers really got to work on this goal line defense with about 1st and 2 yards to go.
They actually spot that on the play.
About 3-3.
So. Is that what the scorekeeper is telling us anyway? It's really trusted to see from this angle, isn't it, Tim? So
yeah, well, I don't argue with Frosty, of course. If Frosty says it's 3, then it's 3.
It's 3.
My old math teacher, and he's never wrong. So former school board member, I don't argue with that guy. I just say, yes, sir, it's a 3-yard line. And another timeout here, I couldn't tell which team.
Coach Jensen took that,
and he's pointing at a couple of his players, definitely trying to. He realizes how big of a series this is.
This is a big series. They've been knocking on the door one other time tonight, and they need to get to punch this one in. If they don't get this one punched in, all that work for naught. So I think he's going to make sure that they got everything right and everybody's going to execute correctly because they need the 6 here, Tim. This game is everything we thought it would be.
Absolutely. I don't think our pregame hype was overinflated at all. And, honestly, this has gone really fast. There's only 3 minutes and 53 seconds left in this first half, and I feel like we just started. I really do. I feel like we haven't seen anything yet. And I'm still just as confused about what's going to happen and excited about what's going to happen. I haven't left the edge of my seat because Panthers up 6-0, but, first down and 3, that's some good real estate to work with for Cobras. So, both teams in great position here as they come back out from timeout. I'm sure both teams have a great strategy worked up.
Now, here's looks like Saren.
Oh, great stop by Vaughn getting in the backfield. Helped out by a whole host of Panthers. Tanner Adam in there, too, coming in from the linebacker and force him back.
There for a while, that hole looked open for Sharon to run through, and those Panthers, those boys just closed that real quick. I don't think there was any gain on that play, but great defensive play by the Pekin Panthers.
Yeah, you can tell it's an exciting moment. Everybody's next to craned outside of the press box looking down the edge of this field because it's second down and 3 yards before they score, and only 3 minutes left in this half, Amos. It's getting exciting.
It is. This is a big series of downs for the Cobras, and Pekin has
There's Griner.
Oh, Griner's in trouble.
Down he is. He's dancing, though. He's
oh, yeah. Hey, he's still on his feet. He's still moving, and he's in for the touchdown.
He came across.
I don't know how he did it.
I don't know either. He took – Long was right there, had a glove on him. He went through three or four other guys, danced to that left side, came across, and got into the end zone.
He was very elusive there, but he starts to his right, and Pekin converges on him, and somehow he got out of that, moved it back to the left, and somehow made her into the end zone. Excellent play.
And I'll
great effort.
Nothing fires you up as a defense more than a play like that, where you've got the guy, you can see him, and then he squirts out of there. So I'm sure the Panthers fired up when they get the ball back here.
Yep.
And Sigourney puts in the extra point.
Kirkhove on for the PAT there.
So that actually puts Sigourney ahead 7-6 with 3 minutes and 3 seconds left in this half. Just as we said, not disappointing as far as excitement. 7-6, Sigourney leading here at Pekin's home field. And Pekin about set. They've got, 3 minutes is a long time to go to have the football. We've seen Whitrock be explosive so far in a return. We've seen some stuff. So we'll see what the Panthers do when they get the football back here. But I'll tell you, both teams got to still be fired up. Cobras just put one in. They're excited. Panthers just saw one get in on them. They're excited. It's going to continue to be that brawl that we promised. And
it is
separated now by only 1 point, as we've seen so many of these competitions before.
At the end of the day, when this game's over, it's normally a real hard-fought game, and it's usually a fairly close game. Last year it was a 25-13 loss for Sigourney. Obviously, 25-13 win for Pekin, but year in and year out, this one is always a good one for people to watch. And this evening, obviously people that couldn't make it here have the opportunity to listen to you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, as a player, we started this my sophomore year. We lost my sophomore year, but came back and won my junior year. And it was probably one of my favorite moments, both games. Just a great return by Whitrock here as he gets up to about the 40. But I'll never forget legendary coaches. And I'm sure there's a picture somewhere, Amos. There's got to be something documented. Both teams came out in the middle of the field after the game my junior year. Tough fought game just like this. Coach Howard spoke to the group. Coach Stone spoke to the group. And I'll tell you, we won a state championship my senior year. We got second my junior year. But I will never, ever forget that moment. As long as I live right out here on the 50-yard line, as I look across our own field, both those two coaches out here, and I'll tell you, you say rivalry, but there is just so much respect from both teams on both sides of the ball. I can't even tell you. And both new coaches have continued that.
That's correct.
Here comes Copeland running hard. Gets hit kind of high there.
Nice job there by Nate Searin to converge down on Copeland. Those Copeland boys, man, they are lightning fast.
He came across that side, and he was running hard. His legs were pumping. Searin did a great job of closing that. Copeland bringing up second and about nine for the Panthers on the 39-yard line. So Panthers got about 2 minutes and 33 seconds here to score. A lot of time. Don't want to push it, but we've got to be aware of the clock. So they're coming out with two receivers to the right. Also, and shotgun fakes to Copeland.
It
just popped right out of Club's hand. I don't know if it was the motion to Copeland or what, but Club popped right out of his hands, and all he could do was stand there like a bat movie and watch the Cobras recover, knowing that they had already given up a touchdown.
Took a Christmas bounce right into the hands of Weber. But it looked like just a little bit of a mishandle there on is it Whitrock, your quarterback?
And also looked like a little trouble taming it and tried to give it off the Club there, and it just went right off the Club's hand and onto the ground. And, both those two guys, seniors, Amos, so
yeah.
I don't think we'll see that again, but a nice break for the Cobras.
Nice break for the Cobras
tough,
here.
Tough break for the Panthers as they come out on defense.
They start at the 40-yard line. Here's Sterling, nice gainer. Really running hard. Appears that he's going to pick up about six on that play. Going to bring up second down and four from around the 36-yard line.
Bringing up, it looks like about the 36, second down. So here we go. They're on the Panther side of the. They're about ready to put another one. They're knocking again.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're this is something they needed. Colton Griner back to pass. Colton Griner makes the completion downfield to Weber. big gainer there, Tim. It looks to me like they're down around the 10-yard line, so they picked up about 26 yards on that play. See, you know, nobody expected, you know, Colton doesn't pass very often, Colton Griner, so I'm sure Pekin didn't expect that.
No, and the coverage by the Panthers, just a great job by throwing it in there. And here we go, hurry up by Sigourney with a minute 30 to go. You know, they're starting to run with the football here.
They are starting. You know, Sigourney there on the carry, just good hard running again. Takes it down to about the, it appears to the ball is going to be set on the, about the 5-yard line, maybe the 6. Excuse me, it is on the 11.
Tight on the goal line here, well, almost goal line.
Here's Griner. Griner still on his feet, still moving, working towards that end zone.
Made it as a first down. Great run off the left tackle there with about a minute to go. Bringing up about on the 2-yard line. We've seen this story already before, and I'll tell you, I didn't like the way it ended last time. I hope the Panthers can rally and stop this one because this movie is getting kind of tiresome for me.
First down and
two to go, but Panthers, they've got to step up and just really fill this here and stop somebody.
Yeah, they do. You know, this is important. Here's Lyle in for the touchdown. Made it look kind of easy. That's too bad for the Panthers. You know, they've fought very hard all night long and all half long, I should say. And then you know, just a slight mistake here on the 50 that turned out to an extra 6 for Sigourney Toyota.
You know, and a credit to the Cobras for capitalizing on that. You know, really, and bringing it 13-6 with a kick left to go here for the extra point.
And Kirk Olando attempt. Blocked
by the Panthers. So a lot of fight left in the Panthers. Good to see that there. And nice. I couldn't tell who got a hand on it. I think it looked like Vaughn, but I can't tell.
I believe you're right, Tim.
Who got it? It was definitely one of those guys in there. Panthers, of course, not celebrating because they're down 13-6. But I'll tell you,
still a good play.
A touchdown and a great play. I mean, they're not out of the woods. They're not out of this game at all. And you know, a whole half to go with 45 seconds left in this half. So still that exciting game that we promised, separated only by a touchdown, and Panthers still get to receive the ball with 45 seconds left to go. So
and, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen. You know, I think your deep man is Whitrock, I believe, and he's been pretty effective on the returns. A very shifty little return guy, so you know, anything could happen. But.
Yeah, and we know they have the ability to throw it. We know they have some trickery still up their sleeves. So, you know, a great play a great first half by both teams. Not over yet. So I can't leave the edge of my seat yet.
No, this has been a good one. It's been everything that I'm sure you and I have expected it to be, as well as the others.
Absolutely. Whitrock and Copeland are back there deep. They're set up on about the 10-yard line. Once again, the clock will play a factor when the Panthers get the ball. About 46 seconds left to go in this half. Panthers are up for the kickoff. Nice
like
whip kick. Yeah, good decision probably there. Right into the hands.
Another Copeland kid picked that one up.
Like, yeah, Tyler Copeland might have been able to. Yeah, Tyler Copeland with that reception there. So, the freshman picks up about 4 or 5 yards to give the Panthers great field position coming in here. About the 49-yard line, I'd say.
Probably a smart call on Sigourney Toyota coaching staff there to squib that, just because, you know, Whitrock is a pretty shifty back, and this way they knew they could get down and cover it.
And, you know, to be real honest with you, we talked about the fatigue of both teams. It doesn't take much to get by a tired team. So
that's right.
Copeland, with an off-tackle play, gets about 5 yards. Excuse me, I said the 49 earlier, the 39, and that gets him up to now about the 45.
Yeah, nice carry there by Copeland. These Copeland
Lock
boys
running about 26 seconds left to go. Yeah, Copeland, he ran well. Just a great job by the Cobras making the tackle there.
I think this is Copeland again.
Another give to Copeland up the side, and time is ticking, 15 seconds to go, and the Panthers do take a timeout.
Brought down there by Nate Saren. Good play by Nate to close that gap.
Third and about two, but that's not really the issue here. I think that more about, you know, what they're going to do with this 14 seconds. You know, if it is third down, they will have a fourth down. So we'll see what Coach Donovan kind of has doing. He's definitely talking with the assistants down there. They've got a nice little huddle going to decide, hey, what are we going to do? Are we going to take a shot here, or do we, you know, kind of run this one out? It kind of looked like they were just kind of grinding it out, but
yes,
we've seen some deception before, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So Beacon down 13-6 here with about 14 seconds left to go in the first half. Ball is on the 48-yard line. They short time out here. It didn't take them long to discuss whatever the plan is because the Panthers have trotted back out on the field, and Coach Donovan feeding the play to Whitrock, telling him, hey, let's get out there and make something happen.
Yeah, 14 seconds. You know, I don't know for sure if Pekin's got another timeout left. But
I feel like they do. I hope they do. But we'll see. I'm pretty sure that they do. You know, I haven't kept track because we've been going back and forth
like
so
they
fast.
Do, Jim.
I do see one on the board.
Copeland, who's going up the center. And Copeland, a great play.
Very, very nice play by Copeland, Jim.
And really, Amos, this is what we saw last week time and time and time again. Copeland off power, just hard running and picking up that kind of yardage. I would say 20 yards on that run, and just really a game-saving tackle there, or a touchdown-saving tackle,
yeah.
Potentially a game for the Cobras.
Yeah, Colton Griner there. You know, Colton's fairly fast as well, and he was right on top of him. But he was within a whisker of taking that thing to the house, Jim. But well-designed play by Pekin. You know, I don't care how many seconds are left on this clock. You have to play every second.
Every down, every minute. I'm sure there's some better quotes than that. But I'll tell you, 7 seconds left in the first half. This would be a great score for the Panthers and would really knot up this ball game coming in. So Alsup is in shotgun. He does have three receivers out. Those backs can slide out too, I'm sure.
Oh,
goes left.
Off.
And Alsup
just extremely
deep down there. Trying to take a shot at the end zone. It's what you tell your players to do, but misses Keaton Wynn, the young sophomore, who really was covered pretty well there, to be honest. Looks like Luke Lyle possibly coming over and taking that coverage and doing a great job and overthrown either way.
Yeah.
They will have one more shot here with 3 seconds left to go. Not much time ticked off there, but I believe this will probably be the last play of this half. And also comes from shotgun, same formation we just saw, two receivers right, one receiver left. And we'll see what Alsup can do. He does that exact same play, stretches it out to Wynn, and it covered again. It looked like just a repeat of what we saw and overthrown again like we saw before. So, you know, a tough way to end the half for the Panthers. But, you know, a lot of reasons to be excited here, Amos. You know, great defense. You know, you look at the score and you say, well, they gave up two touchdowns. But they also gave up two touchdowns in pretty deep territory. You know, they had an interception there and then a fumble. So, you know, really, if the Panthers get them on the other side of the gridiron, they can keep them there. But once they get down there, they've been bending a little bit. I wouldn't say breaking, but definitely some bending, giving up two touchdowns here late in the second quarter.
You're right. You know, Pekin had the bad bounce with the ball there at midfield there with about a minute left or a minute and a half, and it bounced into Weber's hands, and then the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras rattle off a couple big plays. You know, this is a tight one.
It is a brawl. I mean, I think that I love that terminology, you know, separated by, 8-10 miles down here, north and south, and just an exciting game for both players. And, you know, I'm glad you cleared up that Peyton Crawford was injured earlier, because the rumor was that he was really unhappy with Sigourney Kyoto, and he was moving half a mile south to come to Pekin. Can you kind of talk about those rumors?
They are strictly rumors, Jim.
I might have started those rumors, Amos, all right? So I'll tell you that. He's a great kid. I've got to know him a little bit here and there, but I'm sure with his parents teaching at Sigourney, it'd be a tough sell to get him over here. But
I'll tell
you, he is close with those Copeland guys. Yeah. I know they go to camps together.
They do.
So, you know, there are all kinds of relationships like that between Sigourney Kyoto students and Pekin students. You know, just great to see. Great community. I told you earlier, I don't know if I said it on this, but my wife teaches at Sigourney. So, you know, I'm Panther through and through. I bleed, you know, black, red, and white. But it's been kind of neat to see the Cobras come out and really come out tough, because they've made it a really great game, and Coach Jensen's really got them executing well.
He does. Both teams, you know, I think are getting a lot of respect in the state of Iowa. You know, if you go online and you look to where some of the sports writers and so forth have these people placed in their districts and so forth, you know, we're coming off a 4-6 season, Tim, and yet, you know, the sports writers have us sitting there as second place in our district, which includes Regina. So, you know, we are getting some respect.
And
West Branch.
And West Branch.
We have West Branch.
Them as well. It's several and, around. But.
And Wilton will be tough. And the same goes, I was looking through the district that Beacon's going to be participating in, and it's not an easy one either in Class A.
In Class A, really, between you and I think one of the tougher district draws, which is okay. I think the Panthers are poised for that, but you're right. You've got Montezuma, Linville Sully, BGM, who got second in the state last year. I mean, you go down the list, really. And yet, as you were, I'm sure, about to say, Beacon a ranked team in there as well.
Absolutely. This is the type of game that's going to prepare our young kids for the district season. And to have the opportunity, whether it be Beacon or Sigourney, whichever side you're from, this is the type of competition that you want to play to prepare your boys for district play where it actually means something. And we're seeing it tonight.
Absolutely, and you know, you say mean something, but I'll tell you, you talk to some of these guys, and I have, they want to win their district, they want to win a state championship, but I'll tell you, it starts with the backyard brawl, and both of them want to win. It's a big game. I mean, there's just no denying it's, I think, probably one of the bigger non-district games in the state right now, as far as a matchup, and as far as level of excitement and will on both sides. I'm looking across here, Amos, and we're stretched all the way around the track. On both sides of the football, sometimes two and three deep. They are packed in here to come watch the Panthers and the Cobras do battle. And I'll tell you, they have not disappointed to this point.
No, they haven't. I think the people are definitely getting their money's worth. And we see this every year. Every year that, the state of Iowa puts this non-district game together, it makes sense. Everybody gets excited about it. A lot of us know each other. And it's always a nice venue when we're able to come to Beacon or vice versa, Beacon coming to Sigourney. So.
Yeah, and you talk about 6 degrees of separation, but really it's more of 1 or 2 degrees. There's a lot of the same last names, a lot of the same relatives. I know I have students who go and support, both sides, and same is true. I see Sigourney Kyoto students coming to our events as well, so just a neat way, but on the field, we're not friends anymore. We're lined up, and you can hear the Beacon band in the background, and I know Amos is bringing up some area scores. You want to share some of those?
Certainly.
He's using the KIIC app.
Thunderbolt app, which everybody can download. You go to your favorite app store, and you can download the KIIC Thunderbolt app, which will give you up-to-the-minute scores. As they are updated in the studio, they're KIIC. But to start off, Albia hosting Centerville tonight. You know, Centerville coming off a convincing win last week after a season last year that was down a little bit. But given Albia all they can handle, apparently, in the first quarter there, Albia just up 7-0. Other scores of interest, Eddyville, Blakesburg 12, Linville, Sully 0. Linville being one of those teams in Class A that I believe are rated. Wayne of Corton, another one of the teams that we broadcast on the Listen Live link here at KIIC.
Wayne of Corton connection here, Amos. I saw Christian Whitrock's aunt, who teaches Spanish, no less. She's here at this game, so here we go.
We've got a connection
somewhere, aren't we? Yeah, maybe she's listening live, too, while she's watching the game.
Very possible.
Probably checking the scores as well.
She's not going to like to hear this one, but it's 7, Wayne of Corden, 7, Twin Cedars, 14.
I listened to the KIC Friday Night Lights show last week, and to listen to Twin Cedars and their coach talk about their season, you can tell they're going to be a tough team this year.
Yeah, they are. I looked through some scores. There were a lot of different teams around the area that surprised me. You know, teams that maybe struggled a little bit last year.
You know, one that caught me, and I, just because it's our area here, Van Buren taking the win over Cardinal of Eldon. I know Cardinal in your district, Amos, I felt the Cardinal has been on the rise the last couple of years. And so for Van Buren to come out and win that game, what an exciting day to be a Warrior, and a tough day for the Comets. I didn't get a lot of other follow-up through that, but, I've been impressed by Cardinal and what they've been doing the last several years in all their sports, but Van Buren, what a great comeback.
Absolutely. You know, at one point in time, they were down to very few and far between on the player, on the number count. Back when we were a 2A school, we'd go down to Van Buren, and Van Buren generally, they at times struggled to to put more than 30 kids on the field 9 through 12. So it's good to hear that communities like that are moving forward and have kids that are interested in this sport again. And my hat's off to the folks down there in Van Buren and the kids there.
Well, in Van Buren. Just this game, you know, what's great for our school is great for their school, is great for the state of Iowa, is great for each of us as everybody builds their level of just productivity as well as competition. You're right, it is great to see. Looking over here in North Mahaska, trailing Waco. Waco next door to both of us here. I know I had the privilege of picking up Waco. Their bus broke down, Amos, last year. They had a piece of plywood fly through their windshield, almost took out the driver, took out their bus. I was running a late bus route. I had a Pekin bus. I stopped. I said, hey, I could take you guys. Where are you going? They said, we're going to Linville Sully. And I said, hey, as long as you can go beat Linville Sully, I'll take you. They lost that game, but they were appreciative. So I got to drive the Waco players. So they're up 14-0 over North Mahaska.
Interesting.
And, yeah, it was a really kind of a neat deal. And, you know, great to help out a fellow school. And they were appreciative. Their players were top-notch, and so it's great to see them coming out. And we actually scrimmaged them to open our season. So it's neat to see them on the board with two touchdowns here over North Mahaska.
It certainly is. You know, I know a lot of people from the Wayland area. My brother-in-law also is an official, football official, and he officiated the game last week between Waco and Columbus. We were talking about teams that surprised us, Columbus Junction being one of those teams. You know, I got the opportunity to visit with him a little bit on Saturday, and he says, you know, Columbus beat Waco last week. It kind of took me back a little bit. And he says that, you know, the Columbus program being another one of those programs that has stepped it up, got a lot of kids that are interested in this sport, and we're starting to see some of these schools rebuild these football programs that used to be powerhouses.
Yeah, and a great ovation here for the Pekin band as they go through. And they just finished, so I know Signy and Kyoto have great band programs as well. So another great fine art being demonstrated here, and the color guards, fantastic job. It's interesting you say that about Columbus Junction, because as a junior high coach, I get the privilege of these guys out here, when I call their names, it's exciting because I coach them, you know, at the level, and I've got to see them grow. And, you know, and I've been doing it long enough now, I saw them as seventh graders that couldn't figure out how to put on their pads, and now they're out here making, you know, just game-changing plays. But Columbus Junction, the last couple of years we've been down there in junior high, they have really been a tough team, and that wasn't always the case. So, you know, you can see that coming up through the ranks. You know, Highland's not a team that we've got probably our scores listed, but they're another tough team that we've played. And so you can kind of see them come up, and you kind of get a sense that, hey, this is going to be a pretty good ball club if they can hang together. And so kind of neat to hear that. Tough for Waco, but need to hear that down in Columbus Junction.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it was a big win, very surprising. Tim, if you'd like to, why don't you update the folks on some of the other scores in the area?
Absolutely, Albia. We talked about up 7-0 here in the first quarter. I've got a cousin, Heather, who's listening to our game at Eddyville Blakesburg, so she's cheering for the Rockets, and they're up 12-0 over Linville Sully, so she's got to be excited about that. Doing well. We talked about Twin Cedars 14-7 over Wayne. It doesn't look like an update for Davis County and Fairfield yet, but I'll tell you, probably a great game there, potentially. I know two teams that are looking to win that game. Looking down at Tumwa, no score that we can see from Tumwa and Mount Pleasant, but I talked to our photographer that does our pictures for the Pekin area. He's got a son that's a senior on Tumwa, and he talked about how he hoped this would be a nice win for Tumwa coming out against Mount Pleasant. But we'll see in that. We'll keep our eye on that. Grinnell up 6-0 over Oski, who's always got a good team. Newton and Knoxville tied up there, each at 7. Ballard and Carlisle 13. Ballard up 13, Carlisle 0. No score on Pella Washington, but another great team.
That'll be a great game, Tim. You know, I've got a brother-in-law also that announces over there at Washington on another station. And you know, Pella, I believe, is ranked. Washington coming off a big win over Mid Prairie last week. You know, handled them pretty fairly easily. So it'll be interesting to see if we can get some updates on that score, because I think that Washington team is one that's coached by a former Pekin Panther.
Yeah, Coach Trader. Yeah, he's down there, and a lot of connections to the area here. His sister Kitty cuts my hair, so I get to hear some updates on on Coach Schrader every once in a while.
But doing a fabulous job there at Washington. He's got the kids working hard, and it shows, Tim. A lot of good things going on over there in Washington right now.
You know, a former college coach, I'm sure he's come in and really tried to change and do whatever was necessary there in Washington. And I'll tell you, they've got some athletes there. They do, and Pella, that'll be a tough one. Looks like UVM coming out on a 13-0 Pella Christian. You know, Coach Kakmarinski, he's a great coach. Another former college coach there, looks like he knew it would be a battle, but 13-0, they've got a little bit of ground to make up there.
Yeah, they do. And we will actually see those guys here in a couple of weeks. We went into their house last year, and they got off to a pretty quick start on us, and we could never make it up, Tim. We fought hard, but we came up a little short, losing by a couple of touchdowns last year. So look forward to the rematch this year back in Sigourney with the kids from Pella Christian.
Looks like a matchup, Melcher Dallas and Seymour. I know a Melcher Dallas rare loss for them. They've had quite a team the last several years, so we'll see Seymour kind of struggling to put some stuff together there, so we'll see what happens there. Kind of glancing down here, HLV, I have a brother from Victor. They're big scoring going on there, 28-8 against Moravian, I believe. Eight-man football, Amos?
That is eight-man, for sure.
That would explain the 28 points that they put up, a lot of high scores. A lot of times you look at these, they look like basketball scores to me. You get 28-54, HLV coming out strong against Moravia, 28-8. Cardinals at Danville tonight, so we'll see how that turns out. We just mentioned the Comets earlier. Van Buren struggling a little bit coming off of that win last week. West Burlington Notre Dame's got them down 34-0 in the second quarter, getting close to a running clock there for them. So we'll keep an eye on and see if Van Buren can rally here. Like we said, we'd like to see that going, continue moving out there for them.
Yeah, folks, Tim and I will try to update you as we can. On all the scores around the area, scores of interest by all of you. But keep in mind that this isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including teams like Albia, Sheridan, Eddyville, Lane of Gordon, as we mentioned, Davis County, North Mahaska, right here at Pekin, those of us in Sigourney and Indianola.
Shout out to some Pekin sponsors, if you don't mind, Amos. I mean, you are in our house. You are my guest, but I'll tell you, I got to get some plugs out to Mike's
Service
there in Richland. They're an automotive shop in Richland. A great sponsor. They've got a son, Mike Hadley, who's playing for us. Hinshaw Trailer Sales. I saw Corwin pulling in earlier. He's here. You support Wynn Tiling. Keaton Wynn was the young man they tried to pass to earlier. All your tiling needs. They do a great job here. Panthers taking the field. Myers Automotive. They've got a cross-country runner and some other young athletes as well supporting Pioneer Hybrids just up here on the corner for us in Hedrick. Dickey Oil, big sponsors for us. Dickey's have been great to Pekin in the Packwood community. Midwest Assisted Living, Community First Credit Union, and Windstream. So a lot of great sponsors. We talked about the Copeland boys. Copeland Auto Body has been a great sponsor. They've got a new shop there in Sigourney. So great supporters, I'm sure. Kind of secretly, cheering for Sigourney when they're not playing for Pekin. But at Copeland Auto Body, they've started a wrecker service as well, some mechanic shops, so a lot going on for Steve and Holly Copeland down there in Hedrick as well as in Sigourney.
Yeah, I don't know the Copelands, but they sure sound like great people, to sponsor and to open up their pocketbook to help sponsors the opportunity for you to bring these Pekin Panther games to folks on a weekly basis. I'm going to try to do the same here in a week or so, so I can give a shout out to the folks that are making it possible for the Sigourney Kia Cobras to be broadcast, on the internet as well, because there are a number of people back home that just can't get away to see the game or the weather has held them back. But
I'll tell you, I'm excited about this opportunity to broadcast, Amos. I agree. I can't think of anything better than Grandma in Tennessee with a broken foot being able to tune in. Can't make it that drive to Iowa to see the game, but get to listen to grandson, out here on the gridiron. Or you're an alumni, you're at college, you're studying for those finals, you click on the app, and boom, you're uploaded, and you're getting to hear your old players, the guys you fought with and fought against side by side in the trenches. You're getting to hear them live on the radio anywhere in the world. I'm just so excited that KISC is making this possible, and we're just thrilled that Joe has brought us on board to do this. And I'll tell you, it's kind of got me listening to these guys, and they're kind of a riot. You know, they're trippy. I kind of like to hang out with some of these guys. They need to invite us to the studio, Amos. They keep us out here in these remote areas. They keep us maybe locked away, but I keep looking for my invite to come to the studio because it just sounds like they're having a blast. I know last week they brought in a referee, got a little razz in there to the ref, but, you know, he was knowledgeable, knew the state, knew the area, and I'll tell you, just a great, fun group to be working with. And proud to be streaming here with KISC.
Ditto on that. You know, that came to me 3 or 4 days before the season started. So I'm a rookie, Tim. I don't know about you, but
green doesn't even begin to describe. It's still wet behind the ears here, and it makes it hard to wear these headsets.
Yeah,
wet behind the ears.
Does
slip off here and there.
You know, you're real knowledgeable about the game of football. I know a little bit, just enough to be dangerous, but. It sure has been a pleasure here through the first half anyway, working with
you. Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. We're happy to have you, and it has been exciting to get to know the backstory of some of these players and your insight into bringing them onto the field. I just think it's fun to make these connections. Panthers trot out here. You know what? We're going to be on defense, Amos. I'm going to read a couple of these names on defense.
Absolutely.
Starting defensive line, J.D. Hollingsworth, Jared Bond, Trenton Conger, rounding out the D-line. There in linebacker, Brody Long, Tanner Adam, Cole Rickert, Jeff Brain, Eric Adam, Christian Whitrock, all taking on some linebacker and corner responsibilities, as well as Scott Ensminger and Colton Landman. So a lot of guys filling out here on the defense. So we kick off the second half of the backyard brawl, and Brain just gets it off the side of his foot, and it's not gonna go more than the 10 yards that's required. So they're gonna back this one up, and tough way to start the second.
Yeah,
half.
Tough way to start the. Start the second half. You know, it looked like they were almost going to try to come out and maybe take advantage of an onside kick and maybe get the ball into their hands. I'm not sure what really happened there, Tim, if it was just a missed kick or if that was actually a play that
you,
they were...
You know, it feels to me like it was a missed kick. It is hard to tell what happened there. We were kind of, you know, looking through the starting lineups here, and all of a sudden, boom, he just kind of takes off the side of his foot. So
again,
even the Cobra's fantastic field position.
Yeah,
they're in 45 yard line.
Yeah. Griner in motion here. Kyle with the keeper up the center.
And there's that spin just right up the middle and another successful kind of run there for Lyle.
Yeah, it was, you know, like you said, excellent field position. If the Cobras can capitalize and on their field position here, you know, it's gonna provide a cushion that you definitely need when you're playing these Panthers from Beacon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that defense, it's still tough coming up, fired up, no doubt from halftime. I'm sure Coach Donovan talking strategy and really firing these guys up to come out on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Pekin trying to show him some steps there, but nice hard running there by, I believe that
right.
Might have been,
yeah.
That was
Sterren. No, Sterren, you're right. That's
really nice run.
They need to, you know, Amos, we need to talk to Mr. Jansen about taking out the ones. There's a one, and then there's a double one, because they're both fast guys. When they get the football, they both get that slant to the shoulder, and they both just squirt through there. Similar running styles by Sterren and Griner.
Very similar running styles.
I know your last names in that area.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, there's a number of us down that way, Griners and Sterrens. But nice run there. Here's Griner with the carrier this time. He's up it out.
Chased down. A flag is in the backfield, and Lyle kind of went down there at the back. So I'm not sure if they're going to call something there or if it's holding.
I would,
it is holding.
It is,
against the Cobras, and that's going to move them back. It was no gain already, but this is going to walk them backwards on first down, and we'll see kind of where they spot this and where this infraction occurred. But Cobras are going to take a step back, and that will slow them down a little bit to what was kind of a quick start to the second half for them, just right out of the gate.
It was.
You know, a couple great runs there.
Looks like it's going to bring up about first down and around 24 yards, I believe, from the spot of the infraction is 10 yards back. So
really looking about where they started this half, which honestly right back to where that kick kind of wobbled and fell.
Kind of an unfortunate situation here, but we'll see what the Cobras can make of it. Oh, miss.
Oh, fumble, and
he can all over there.
Down. It looked like a pitch, Amos, back there, and Sterren kind of bobbled it. went down, and great heads-up play by the Pekin defense getting back there, mixing it up. Looked like Cole Rickard sliding through there, as well as Bond again, just moving through and making it happen.
Yeah, loss of about six there. Just not a good handle on the ball there as it was snapped to them. So it looks like Segrini's coming out in that spread. Segrini Kidd is coming out in that spread offense this time. It's a passing situation.
It's like a screen here to Griner. He misses it. It's a live ball. Ball is on the ground. Panthers recover. And Tanner Adams gets on the opportunity. The bobble there by Griner. Just a quick screen. We saw this to Copeland for Pekin. He was fortunate enough that it went out of bounds. Griner, not so fortunate. Great break for the Panthers.
Great.
Had a couple tough slides here as of recent. Tanner Adams coming up, the junior, getting the fumble recovery, being heads up, taking the football back for the Panthers, and getting them now, looks like about the 38.
Yes, it does.
Coming on their side of the field. So
yeah, first and 10 from the 38. Segrini Kyoto 38.
Also been that shotgun, the receiver on each side, gives it to Copeland, comes off the right guard, and gets about five, so a great pickup and a great way to start your offense off for the first play for the Panthers for this half. So second and six for the Panthers, coming up here about the 34-yard line, and really starting to kind of get the motor going. Let's see if they can keep this momentum going and kind of see what they come back in the shotgun again. Receiver on each side. There is a flag down, and it may have been a motion by the Panthers.
It did look like motion there by
the side. Somebody moved. It looked like maybe a wing on this side. Maybe Copeland kind of
jumped just a little bit early.
You know, the sophomore. And we saw a couple penalties last week like this for the Panthers, but against New London, not as critical when you're up 55-13. This week,
correct,
when you're down 13-6, each penalty for both sides, very critical. We saw that with the Cobras just last series, kind of get you buried, get you off track. Same with the Panthers. So the referee's still marking it off here, but it does look like it's going to bring up second down again, and just a five-yard infraction there. So I assume that means illegal motion and second 11. So Panthers kind of with a restart here. They're calling offsides. So either way, you slice it. Panthers back second and 11. On about the 38 again. Handoff to Copeland, gets about two, bringing up another tough third down, kind of a long one here, third and about eight.
Yeah, nice,
coming up.
Nice penetration there. I believe Tucker Fowler, he shot through there to bring him down for not much more than a yard gain.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're pushing against Tucker Fowler, you've got a tough night ahead of you. We talked about him earlier, the senior, fired up and you know, really looked like he lost some weight, but still managed to put on, you know, bulk.
Yep, nice run here, but the hole closes up quickly by Horace and Swearingen there to.
And cuts back to the left side and picked up. You're right, a nice 6 or 7 yards, but still bringing up fourth down and a little length here for the Panthers. So
interesting to see what the Panthers will do.
You know, also Trotton back on the field. I have the feeling they're going to go for it here. He's getting the team around. He's called a play. And I think we're going to go for it here on about fourth and what looks to be about 7 or 8 on the 35-yard line. So also back in shotgun, the receiver on each side. He's got Copeland in motion, picks to Copeland. Sets
a
lot of pressure there. I told you also to move. He gets out, he runs over the left side. I told you also to loose. We haven't seen that yet tonight, Amos. But he can run the football. A guy with great vision gets up the field that left side enough for the first down, coming off that fourth down. And a great, great momentum shift here for the Panthers on fourth and at 7, picking up the first down with that run by Alsop. And they're going no huddle, Amos.
Yep.
They're coming out there ready to capitalize on
they
some
sure are.
Momentum. First and 10 on about the 21-yard line. Give to Copeland, gets about 4 coming off that right tackle. Again, a nice, solid power play by the Panthers. And they are coming out quick, striking, wasting no time. Trying to keep the Cobras on their heels here.
Yeah, you know that play by Alsop. You know, the Cobras had a good push going, but he was able to elude them and get out to the outside and pick up that first down in a very critical situation. So we'll see what they can do here.
Interesting here on 2 and 7. Alsop goes under center and hands it off to Cobras, and the ball comes out, but I'm pretty sure his knees
maybe
are
down. Down. Yeah.
They're calling it off. The Cobras, of course, excited, but they're waving it off. Cobra's celebrating, but
I think they did.
They did not call it down.
I thought one ref waved it off and said no, but I'll tell you, I think it is Cobra ball. So
well, we'll see here. They're having a little discussion. They are calling
it
Cobra ball.
Cobra ball officially now. Wow, I really thought his knees were down. I think, but of course I'm a Pecan Panther, so of course I'm going to call it my way on my home field. The Cobras are coming out on offense here, and it's a tough break for a team that was really starting to get some momentum going. The Panthers really starting to get them fired up in there. Tough to turn it over there.
Yeah, it was. That was a tough break for the Pecan Panthers. Here's Sharon with another big run.
He's still going.
He is still going, being chased down.
Whitrock got him.
Nice run by Nate Sharon.
I didn't think he was going to catch him, to be honest with you. I'll tell you, Whitrock showed some amazing. I told you he was a 400-meter runner.
Yeah.
More like a 100 there. But I'll tell you, a great run by Jan. He just went right by the secondary, and it wasn't until they got probably 5 yards past everyone that everyone looked around and said, oh, no, he's going.
Yeah.
He's running.
Sharon picked up about 85 yards on that run from scrimmage. I'll tell you what, it was one of those off the left side again, and he just outran the Pecan defenders. Nice play.
Really, you're right, a great play, and they're coming out again here.
Here's Griner, the ball carry. Cuts it back into the center of the field.
Nothing there in the center. Taken down by, looks like Rickard coming in from that linebacker spot, shooting through and closing that hole. But I'll tell you, same song, different verse. Second down and 4, getting to the goal line.
Yes.
Let's go, Panthers. We've got to rally on defense because these Cobras, they're not going to waste any time down here. We've seen them capitalize before. We've kind of got to get on it here.
We're certainly knocking on the door here. We got 6:20 to go here in the third quarter.
Lyle with that spin just right up the middle.
And he is in preliminarily. They do signal touchdown.
Boy,
touchdown.
This is starting to kind of go the Cobra way here a little bit now. 19-6 with 6 minutes and 16 seconds left to go in the third quarter. But there's a lot of football left, Amos. A
lot of football left.
Both
you know,
teams not very deep. I think this one's going to come down to heart, and I think it's going to come down to conditioning. It really is. We've seen Copeland break a long one here. We've seen Whitrock break a long one here. So if the Panthers get the ball back, they can start to knot this one back up again.
Absolutely.
So, Cobras can breathe for a second, but not very long.
No.
Because they're going to be kicking the ball off here again to the Panthers, and they've still got to put this extra point in.
Anytime you're playing a team like Pecan, you can never rest easy.
You, as a coach, you don't let off the gas. You don't let off the throttle. You just keep going. And you're probably not going to see a lot of guys rotating in here because this is the game. You know, you got your starters in. They're going to play the game. And, you know, two touchdowns or not, it's big. We've got a timeout here on an extra point, if that tells you how important this is.
You know, and a lot of times it boils down to extra points. I can remember a couple of years ago when we were playing Pecan up in Sigourney, you know, and Pecan come out and missed a couple extra points in the first half, and we come back and beat them by a couple points. Sigourney Kyoto was down 19-0 at halftime, and I think they came out and helped Pecan scoreless the second half and put just a couple extra points on the board to take the win that year, two or three years ago. And same case, different year here. You can never let your foot off the accelerator. You gotta be full out at all times when
that's
you're playing.
That's right. You know, and we're talking about the backyard brawl, not separated by a touchdown, not separated by a spread. We're talking 1 point, several competitions in a row here, back and forth. So it's definitely a kind of every. They're going to go for two here.
They are going to, and they do that little pop pass.
I think that 2 point conversion kind of caught them off guard. Panthers stacked in tight there onto the very goal line, and they just dumped it right over the defensive line and right into the hands of the Cobras here. So a great coaching call by Jared Jensen.
You know, that play, I've seen that in the years of watching many Sigourney Kyoto teams. That play is, especially on some of the state championship teams that I've watched him over the years, they would always execute that play flawlessly. And there again, this looks like a team from past years. Really good execution, really good work by the guys up front to do their jobs and open that thing up. And Lyle made a nice uh, nice toss there, I believe, to Weber.
Looks like Weber, yeah, and that's the guy I would give it to, too. Like I said, nice, solid, strong target there. You know, senior kind of dumping it to the senior there and getting it done on the two-point conversion, making it 21-6 here at Pekin with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. So, you know, a dogfight, but, you know, Deacon's going to have to start scrapping here.
They are going to have to.
They've got Whitrock back to return as well as Copeland. We haven't seen Copeland pick up the football back there yet. They do squib it again, trying to stay away from those two dangerous returns.
They do.
We've got a nice return here by number 48, Scott Ensminger, a junior. We haven't really seen a lot of, but they kicked it pretty shallow to him. So that's a 41-yard line.
That says something about the guys that Pekin's got back deep. You know, they are certainly a threat.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, and I don't blame them. We've seen these two guys make some plays already, and you're right. It's frustrating when you get the ball kicked. It's like walking that batter, you know. You want to get the ball, but you respect that they didn't pitch it to you.
That's correct.
And here we go. Panthers coming out in shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one receiver to the left. Also takes the snap. He's going to go in an option here, and he's going to tuck it and come off. And a great athletic play by Alsop, getting about 6 to 7 yards. And honestly, Amos, I'm not really sure why we haven't seen more from Alsop as far as some draws or some quarterback keepers, because we've seen him make two great plays when he's tucked the ball and get upfield. And rarely have we seen him lose yardage here and get caught kind of in the backfield.
A little confused on that myself, because he is a dangerous player and has come up with some really big plays here tonight for the Panthers.
We've got flags coming from every direction. It does look like offsides on the Panthers. Kind of the story of this half, just when we get something going, we get a flag out there, kind of break up some momentum. Not in dangerous territory, still second and eight. Great, you know, great position here, about the 45. So, you know, not something that, you know, is going to put you down, but in that, it's just frustrating to break up that momentum and kind of see that break up. So the Panthers coming out second and eight here from the 45-yard line. Also, shotgun. He's got one receiver on both sides. We've seen this formation a lot tonight. He does give it to Copeland off power. Copeland looking for a seam. Comes up and does get the first down. So Copeland gets the first down, and then about another five, Amos. A great run off tackle for the young sophomore coming up that left side. And hopefully maybe we'll see him start getting his legs going. They're checking in some other players here, bringing in Tanner Adam and some power players here. We'll see what they do here on first and 10 on the 45-yard line. Now the other 45-yard line. So getting across that 50, a nice change of pace for the Panthers. And Copeland brought down hard. Oh, by
Jeremiah Green.
51, Jeremiah Green. We've called his name before, and just cut his legs. Textbook tackle
for
what you teach. You know, all the way from the bottom up. You know, double leg takedown for Jeremiah.
Absolutely. You know, that guy just impresses the heck out of me. He's not a real big kid, but he's very fast and very strong. And week in, week out, he's going to give you 100%. He comes up with a big play there. Loss of about one. Going to bring up second down and 11.
So the Panthers come out with a receiver on both sides again, also up in shotgun. They move Copeland and Adam around here in the backfield. And Copeland going to get the carry up the left side. And that hole closed again, you know, doing a great job by Stigney coming across, making a great play there.
Yeah, that thing opened up. It looked like Copeland was going to knock that thing outside for a big gainer, and boom, that hole closed up real quick. Got a hand up to the Cobras there. They are doing a nice job of filling those gaps.
And we've seen both teams do this time and time again. It looks like it's going to happen, and then the swarm just kind of attacks. And here we go, third and seven on the 41-yard line. Big third down. They did get the third down position last series, converted the fourth down, but still would like to see them get across here.
Nice.
Also, they and also fumbles the ball, takes a bounce right into a Sigourney player. Wynn is standing there, but it doesn't go to him. It goes to
Luke Lyle.
Luke Lyle, the quarterback of all people, and another Sigourney bounce. Getting a little frustrated for the Panthers, but at least this time they lose the ball. They're on the other side of the field, so we'll see if they can kind of stop them. But I'll tell you, the Cobras have kind of got some offense moving here. They've made it tough for the Panthers to step in there.
They have.
Come across hard.
They have. You know, unfortunate they're for Pekin, but, you know, this game's a lot closer than what the score's telling us right now. It's just unfortunate turnovers for the Panthers. Here's Center with the handoff left side, nothing going.
Great job by the Panthers getting back there. Conger kind of made it messy. Bond finishes off. We do have a Panther kind of coming up limping here. Tough to see from this side who it is. Maybe Eric Adam. I can't really see at this point. It looks like Tanner Adam.
31.
Tanner Adam. So Tanner, kind of the junior, limping there. He made a great defensive play earlier coming across. So he is being helped off by several players as they take kind of an injury timeout.
I don't know if it's a cramp.
Adam's okay. He's favoring that right foot. He's not putting a lot of weight on it. He is walking with assistance, so not being carried off. But he is pointing down to that kind of left calf, right calf, and coaches on it very quickly here, trying to see if Tanner's going to be all right. So both players use this opportunity to get rehydrated. It's still warm, just a mere 95 degrees now than it was 100 earlier. So it's cooled off quite a bit. You get your bark out now.
Yeah, that's right.
But Panthers down here, 21-6 with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. A lot of football. I know we've said that and said that, but really you talked about earlier how the Cobras were down 1 year, 19-0. Panthers here, you know, appear to be down 21-6, but we talked about keeping your foot on it, and both coaches and both teams going to have to just go just straight to the wall on this one.
Yeah, they certainly are. I mean, I think both sides of the fence, we all know there's never a time to rest easy. There's a lot of football to be played yet. So,
and you know, knowing both teams and both players and both sets of players, neither one of them is going to let go. They're just not going to let it up, and they'll fight to the end whistle. And by fight, you know, a good sportsmanship we've seen by both teams.
We certainly have.
Talking about a rivalry, we talk about it. You think Florida State, no one's stomping on the center line. Nobody's coming out and getting in fights. It's just good, clean, solid hitting football coming by both teams. And looks like we've got another Pekin player down. We're talking here.
Siren.
Siren ran up the middle. Great stop by Brody Long, but Brody himself, who made the play, is now being helped off, favoring a left ankle.
He is
being helped off by two Panthers. So Panthers two plays in a row here, carrying guys off. Boy, tough third quarter here.
It has been a tough third quarter. I didn't see with either of those players what actually happened, if they kind of rolled their ankle underneath them, or if they're just coming up with cramps.
Tanner is cramped. He is up again on the sideline. He's standing here on the sideline, and he almost looks like he's ready to go back in, so it looks like a cramp. Let's hope for the Panthers that for Brody, and it is just a cramp. This is the first full game they've had to play because a lot of the starters came out last week. They appear to be in good shape, but this is a long one for both sides of the ball. I mean, you run hard on every play for, you know, all these quarters. Lyle rolls out the pass as action gets back underway, finds his receiver. Panthers swarm him to short of the first down. Looked like he hit maybe
That was Isaiah Hahn.
Yeah. We haven't seen Hahn, really. At least I haven't called his name yet. I haven't seen him. But
I think he just checked into the game, Tim.
It went right into his numbers.
Yep.
He grabbed it. But that will bring up a fourth down for the Cobras, and I see some personnel coming in. We're going to see a punt here on fourth and four at about the 45.
Yeah, I think since they're going to punt this away,
you're up 21-6. You've got some momentum. Your defense has had some great luck and played well as well.
They have.
Why not? You don't need to push it. I think Coach Jensen, we're counting players. We're not going to make that mistake again.
Pekin comes after it. That's not a real good catch. It takes Sigourney Keough to bounce down to about the 42-yard line.
40 to 40. There is a flag down, and I wonder if that pursuit from the – it is holding.
It's holding. It'll be interesting to see if
– I would guess you would decline that and take the ball where it's at. I don't know that you're going to get him to kick another one like that again. It was extremely high, which you preach, but it didn't go very far.
Yeah, it didn't.
Or as the overall length. So I would guess Coach Donovan would decline. He is signaling decline.
Yeah.
So they are going to decline it and take the ball on the 42-yard line, bringing up first and 10 for the Panthers. So.
You know, Pekin brought pretty good pressure on that punt. I mean, it was dangerously close to being blocked, but Kirkhove was able to get that punt off. Not a very good one, but still able to get it off.
And a great move by the Panthers. They did block an extra point earlier, so they've got some experience doing that. Last year, several blocks made in there. They've got some guys with some speed in that front line that can move through there. and size, you get those big mitts up there from Jared Bond, and it's tough to kick over that. So,
yeah.
And, you know, they may have in the back of their mind he's a new punter, you know, with Crawford out. So, yeah, we
right.
did see some pressure, but still some discussion with the referees about, I don't know, where to put the ball or what they're going to watch on TV tonight. It's hard to tell from up here what's happening, but I guess they're going to assess the penalty from the spot of the kick.
It sure appears that
and,
way.
And Coach Jensen is pointing at both referees, too, and has come out on the field. Coach Donovan on the field now, too. Neither one of them visibly upset, but I think some confusion about what's happening down here.
Right.
With 1 minute and 49 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and Sigourney Kyoto up 21-6 over the Panthers here. It looks like they've got it sorted out. They are marking up the penalty. Quint Weber's still out on the field checking that clipboard again. It looks like probably substituting some younger players. But he has been in the referee's ear here talking about some issues. So we'll see. They're still talking, still discussing here. While we wait here, you know, thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate you listening. Hey, if you see Amos or I out on the street, we listened to you. We like this. We didn't like this. We're new. We're trying to learn. I feel like we're doing a good job, but, hey, all I can hear is us, and I'm not sitting at home. I'm not sitting at another ball game. I'm not sitting in my dorm room. So, you know, send us an email. Hit us on Facebook. I don't know if you have Twitter, whatever you got, Amos, but, you know, send us a text. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you're hearing it. I got one comment already from a cousin. She's in Eddyville. She was listening. Heather, a shout-out to you, and thanks for letting me know you're hearing it. Just let us know, hey, we appreciate hearing it, or, hey, don't ever say that again.
I got to give a shout-out, too, to my neighbor, Fletcher Flynn. I know Fletcher. He played on that 05 championship team. He's listening in. He was unable to make it down here tonight, so give a shout-out to Fletcher McKenzie over there in Dutch Creek. It is a nice opportunity for folks to listen in that aren't able to make it to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little jealous that this wasn't around when I was in college, because I know this was back before texting. I tried to call former coaches during the game, trying to get, hey, what's going on with Sigourney Kyoto, or what's going on with this
right.
game, big games, friends, things like that, and not always available. This is available to you 24/7. Right here, and archiving it too. If you want to sit and listen to it later, if you want to bring it up tomorrow morning, right before that Iowa game. I know KISC broadcast both Iowa and Iowa State on their channels, and so you know, a lot of stuff going on yet this weekend. Still some discussion by the referees here. I know it seems like we're probably just trying to fill time here, and we are, because the referees are still talking now to Coach Donovan here on the Pekin sideline, and they marched the ball back to where the Cobras punted from. It looks like possibly the Cobras will repunt, but now they're marching back to the other side.
Yeah, there's
okay.
a lot of confusion down here.
I'd like to play football. I'm sure everybody else would, but hey, we'll get it sorted out, and either way,
right.
it's a great night to be up here, so I'm not going to complain. And, you know, minute 49 in the third quarter, there's still lots going on. So you're checking some scores. Anything stick out at you? I see we've got our game at 19-6. It is 21-6 with that two-point conversion. If you're listening back in the studio, I'd like it to be 19-6, but I'm sure Amos wants it to go the other way. So,
yeah.
21-6 here. Anything else to got at you?
No, it looks like Robbie has got their wheels rolling again.
Fields got some points on the board, it looks like, against Davis County.
And Waco is starting to pull away. Here's Copeland around the left end. But there again, Swearingen up quickly to knock him down for a very short game.
So the Panthers finally got the ball here, and it looks like they got it around the 48-yard line. It did get about to the 50 with 2 yards. It's going to be second and 8. Copeland on that end around with a block there, Amos, I think could have gone for quite a bit more. Great job by the Cobras fighting through that block and get him stopped early. Alsop rolls out to the side.
Nice.
Gets blocked on just a simple pullback out play, and club with that wheel route just slips out into the flat. Also hits him on that run. I'm sure, no doubt, the Cobras in the back of their mind looking for him to run, and he just pulls the ball up, tosses it to club, bursts down Panthers. A little bit of movement here by the Panthers in these two plays, And first and 10 on the 36-yard line, crossing over the 50 and starting to make this game interesting again, which we like to see.
We certainly do. Here's Copeland.
Copeland up the right side, and he's got room. He's got another first down. Just getting exciting for the Panthers as they go. My brother Tom here sent me a text and said he's listening live, too. Says, talk it over, Amos. Let him get some words in. My brother Tom lives in Delta. He's got two kids that go to Sigourney. So
okay.
Hey, Tom, it's my house, my rules. All right, I apologize, Amos. You jump in when you're ready, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't let me just bully you around here. He can...
You're doing a very good job, Tim.
Well, thanks. See, you tell my brother Tom. We'll talk to him later. Oh, a great pass by Alsop on first and 10 to Copeland, a little high, and looked like pass all the way there. Read by the Cobras, covered up, and I think even if Copeland had caught that right there on the defense. So great play on both sides of the ball, a little high.
Yeah, you know, on that last that big play by Copeland, you know, I want to mention Ben Horace did an awesome job knocking him out of bounds. You know, if he gets past Ben, it's six for Pekin. So nice job by Ben Horace. Here's Copeland again.
Trap play by Copeland, come up the left side, gets great positive yardage, but needs a little bit more here, Amos. He's about third and about seven, and the Panthers need to get that 7 yards to get the chains moving and start to get into that red zone territory. Not quite there. Well, just barely on the 19-yard line, so they are in there, but they really need this third down.
They do.
I'm sure the Cobras are thinking they need to stop for third down.
They certainly do. You know it.
Copeland up the right side, also went under center, just handed it, just straight power play to Copeland. Just good solid yards on a third down, bringing up a very, very critical fourth and two. And I know we've said that, but with 4 seconds left, as this quarter winds out 21-6, this fourth and two starting the fourth quarter will be
huge.
A big one. It will be a big one, and both teams have some time to talk about it, catch their breath, and really strategize about, hey, what do we want to do?
You know, Tim, this is going to be a really big play for both squads. You know, if Pekin's able to capitalize and pick up the first down, then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. But I think they need this to keep their heads up and to stay in this game. If the Cobras are unable to give it up, then, you know, they're back on their heels. And all of a sudden, this thing could be a lot tighter than it is at the present time. So. A big play coming up for both squads.
It is. It'll be. I have to feel that they're going to just go power over Copeland here. You know, he's been successful at getting them that 2 to 3 yards when they needed it. But you know, we've seen also keep the ball and be very successful as well. I don't know. I'm hearing some. I don't know, boos or something from somewhere, but I don't know where it. Maybe it was just cheers. I hope it was just cheers. I hope we're staying sportsmanship. But it sounded like hopefully it's that fourth quarter rally time for everybody, and everybody's excited. But I just got an email from our principal, Kim Ledger. She's in Omaha, and she says she's listening live from Omaha. So we're getting into another state. This is getting exciting. We're in Nebraska now, Amos, officially. I assume it's Omaha, Nebraska, and not Omaha County or something strange, but
right.
That's exciting. Shout out to Kim Ledger, doing a great job at our elementary. Also here on the fourth down and two,
nice
does get it on the left side, and he does get the first down and more. Exciting play for the Panthers, and I told you, you know, look for Copeland, but it could be Alsop, and they did. They went right with Alsop, and, you know, taken a little bit once again from the Cobras, who have used Lyle a lot. But instead of just going up center, that option play seems to be their kind of their key to utilizing their quarterback.
Yeah, very good call by Coach Donovan to roll Alsop out and have him on the keeper there. He's been, like I said, many a time, very elusive, very quick, very shifty runner. So great weapon for the Panthers.
Here we go. First and five, which is goal line for the Panthers. They do give it to Copeland this time, and he is stopped. With not much, but a little bit. When you're on first down, that's all right. You can afford to kind of get stopped there. Second and four, goal line stand here, I believe, the first goal line stand for the Cobras. Am I correct tonight?
Yeah, I believe this is the first time they've gotten down inside the...
We talked about tests early in the broadcast. This is a test for the Cobras as well to see how they're going to stand against this this powerful offense.
Yep.
Copeland, hole closes and gets about a yard, tough yard here, and bringing up third down. And about two. Had to fight hard for that one. The Cobras came across hard, and somebody got in the hole and just plugged it.
Yeah, nice power running there by Copeland. And, you know, I would assume that they're probably going to keep coming back to that weapon. We'll just have to wait and see here. But it is this big down right here.
Absolutely. I don't know. I need to up my blood pressure medication. Man, we are just getting these tight situations. Third down and two. The crowd can't beat Go Beacon Go. And he is still making something happen, but he went to look like he takes a hand off to Copeland, and they bumped.
They did
and
bump.
The Cobras were all over that.
Yeah, they did.
There was no less than three or four of them in the backfield. Also, a good job scanning up and getting that yardage back to a no gain, but still bringing up about fourth and three on the goal line.
Yeah, you know, Tim, that could have been a lot worse than it was. And that's where you got such an athletic quarterback as you do. He was able to get that back to no gain.
So here we go, fourth and three with about 10 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Down 21-6. The Panthers trying to get into their own end zone. Also with the ball, gets back, gets it off to Whitrock.
Nice catch.
Whitrock catches it. Touchdown, Panthers. Starting to make this game interesting, like we talked about earlier. Nice just look right for the Panthers. Also, just two-step drop, just stood in the pocket. He did have some pressure coming from that left side. Found Whitrock, who we've talked about so many times already tonight, and threw that touchdown pass. So, you know, another great catch by Whitrock and another touchdown catch for him.
Yes.
He's got the only two touchdowns so far for the Panthers. Better keep him around.
It looked like also was hit as he delivered the ball, but a very well-thrown ball, and Whitrock come up with the catch.
And Brain finds his mojo with the extra point, so that makes it 21-13. Panthers are starting to roll. We'll see how the Cobras react. So far, they've been a great offense, and they've been tough to slow down. It's just chunks at a time. I mean, it's just, you know, 6-8 yards here, but they've been solid. Play in and play out to just score and capitalize. So we haven't seen the Beacon kickoff team for a while. We'll see what happens here. The last time they were on the field, the Beacon kickoff team rolled off their leg and just kind of, like I said, couldn't tell if it was onside, couldn't tell if it was a missed kick. But we'll see if they kick it deep here to Griner or if they decide to squib it. Or maybe you're onside. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
It's been a tough one to announce tonight, just to predict. I'll tell you, they haven't made it easy on the two rookies.
No, they certainly haven't. You know, this game is everything that you and I expected it to be. You never count anybody out, even with a 21-6 lead. Just like that, Pekin's right back in this game. Plenty of time on the clock yet with 9:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter. But this will be interesting to see. We do have Griner back deep to receive, standing at about his own 10-yard line.
And Brain's coming up to kick again. He did have that one kind of roll off, so we'll see. He looks poised to kick it deep here. A lot of men up front for the Cobras. He does kind of squib it down, and a really great kick by Brain, putting it down to about the 15-yard line, when you say down on the Cobra sideline there, just kind of squibbed along, and Griner didn't get over there to get it, and I don't think would have wanted to. I wouldn't have picked it up at that point.
Yeah, you know, a little confusion there. It looked like Derek Berg might have been just kind of walking to the ball, but that's a live ball, you know. So once it crosses 10 yards, it's a live ball. So somebody hustled over there. As Stuart is on the far side of the field.
Yeah,
there was
a Cobra that did get on the ball, and You're right. I think maybe Derek thought, like we did, or I did, that it was going to roll out of bounds because it just kind of danced along that sideline. But, you know, puts the Panthers, on defense here at about the 20. That'll give a pretty much a fresh start for the Cobras as they take over on offense.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what kind of drive. Now
by Sigurd Kyoto, and recovered well. Did not take a peek and bounce, but looked like a direct snap, do you think?
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a direct snap to Nate Seren. The snap just was a little bit low, and he wasn't able to get his hands on it. It set him back. A substantial loss there of about 12 yards.
Yeah, that'll
10 to 12 yards.
Second and 20, so they are kind of pinned back here on their 10-yard line, and they're going to have to be kind of digging out here. I look for Lyle to spin up the middle or Griner to come across the end. We'll see what happens. But
that looks like it is Griner.
Yep, and he came just kind of like we predicted, spun across. But he got good yardage. He got back that yardage that was lost. Well, not quite.
They've about five.
Yeah, so they're still going to be facing about third and 15 on about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, big play here for the Cobras. Big play for Pekin, regardless of what.
You know, a rare mishap by the Cobras. They have been very consistent, very few penalties, very few balls on the ground. It's making this team exciting to keep,
yeah,
I'll tell you. And here we go. The third. Oh, wow. Griner just
nice
break
move
through. Second effort. They had him stopped down by about, it would say the 25 yard, and he squirts up to about the 30 yards after carry, right, or yards after contact, excuse me, explosive running by Griner, bringing up fourth, and what would have been about fourth and 10 is now about fourth and 2. So we'll see what Coach Jensen does here, if he goes for it or if he punts it.
This is a very big decision. You know, you're in your own territory down here on the...
Coach Jensen, he's pretty pumped up on the sideline. I have a feeling they're going to go for it here on fourth and 2, even though they're only on the 28-yard line. So, I'm looking over at Coach Jensen. He's clapping. They're coming up the line. They're going to try and go for it here.
They are going to go for it.
A very pivotal call here. As they come up, they're going to try and draw them off sides. That's what they were trying to do. You can see they have taken a timeout now. You did see the Panthers kind of, faking blitz there, trying to go, but credit to the Panther defense, not getting drawn off on that long count. And kind of credit to Coach Jensen. Good call. I mean, 4th and 2, everybody's amped up. It's the backyard brawl. It's 2013, only separated by one touchdown now. I don't blame him.
I don't either. You know, it's worth a shot. You got to hope that your own guys don't jump and understand breaking the huddle that we're going to go on a little longer count, and what we're trying to do is draw the opponent offside.
We've got a timeout to burn. They had two at the time. They've got one left now. They are ahead, so, a great call. We'll see if they come out and punt or if they come out and run it. I am going to be a surprise to the listeners to see what happens because I feel like I haven't been able to really get a handle on what both is. I think because it's such a chess match. They just, you move a piece here, and it's really every point now for the next 7 minutes and 38 seconds are very crucial for the Panthers and for the Cobras on both sides of the football.
It is. It's going to be an interesting seven and a half minutes here to see how this thing plays out.
It does look like they're going to go for it. Nope. It looks like a quick punt. We've seen them do this before,
nice
actually.
Punt too.
A great punt on the quick punt. So for those of you listening at home, they looked like they were going to run it. And they direct snapped it to, I believe, was it
Nate Sheeran?
And so we've seen the direct snap there before, and he just dropped it off his foot. And a beautiful boot. No Panthers back there received down to the 20-yard line. A great call by Coach Jensen again on the quick punt. And then, a great stop for the Panthers as now down 21-13 and ball on your 20-yard line. Fresh start again, so I feel like really the score could be 0-0 because we're starting back at the 20-yard line with 1st and 10.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's not 0-0, it's 21-13.
Yeah.
But, with these Panthers, the way they moved the ball last time, exciting. Copeland doesn't disappoint again, comes across about 2 yards, 3 yards, off tackle there. Looked like he was going to get more. Great stop there.
Great stop. I believe that was Striegel that got that stop there.
And
came up and got a shoestring and pulled him down.
And Cole, another great junior that you have, you're going to have for another year. That's got to be exciting to see him making those plays and coming across. Yeah, another guy who's just shot up over the last couple of years in height and just full, watching him has been kind of neat to develop.
He's a great athlete and a well put together kid. Here's Copeland again.
Oh, Copeland, the hole closes again on him. Great play by, it looked like Jeremiah Green getting in there.
Jeremiah Green and Derek Berg, we called their names a lot last week, Tim, and they're again tonight. They're coming up big on defense.
Somebody on that right side has got to get a handle on those two guys. And to be honest with you, Amos, and this isn't a criticism of the line, but the Pekin offensive line, much larger than somebody like Green. So they've really, it's just a thing of, getting your assignment and getting the blocks because the right side for the Panthers is probably one of the strongest I've seen in quite a while as far as size and strength. Alsop rolls back on 3rd and about 7, throws it into traffic to Long, who does a great job.
Uh-huh.
Eye on the football. What great concentration by Brody Long. We saw him come out earlier. It must have been a cramp because he's back in the game and makes a great catch. However, for all the excitement it was, it still brings them with now the same situation the Cobras were in, 4th and 2. In about the same spot, about
That's correct.
The yard line. So we'll see what Coach Donovan does now.
I got a feeling he's going to go for it, you know, with 5:44 left to go and down.
Also, no hesitation here under center. They do give it in tight, and Petey Clump with a great run up
nice
the middle.
Nice run by Clump.
Just a nice little crosswalk up the middle there by Petey Clump. Gets the yards, the 3 or 4 yards that they need, gets them the first down, and you're right, a no-brainer for Donovan, who says, let's get the backyard brawl kicking off, and let's keep the fires burning. We're down by a touchdown. We've got to keep these things going.
You know, and right now that clock's running, so it's one of those things that the Pekin's going to have to move the ball and keep progressing forward, or it's going to be a situation where we run out of time, Tim. So
on first and 10, also from shotgun, finds Copeland on the pass to the sideline and picks up a nice little 6 or 7 yards there. So a great little dump to the sideline to Copeland, who gets knocked out of bounds. And the Panthers now bringing up about 2nd and 4, in great field position here on about the 34-yard line. Excuse me, make that more about the 40-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great handoff to Petey Clough, who goes up the middle, just pounds through a few defenders, and Brody Long is down again, however. Well, he looked like he was hitting the ground. I don't know if he's in pain or if he just missed his block, but Petey Clough screams up that center and just with that fullback strength rips right through and gets the first down for the Panthers.
Yeah, nice run by Clough.
First and 10 to the 49-yard line. And they're going to go with, it looks like, Copeland again off power. They're going quick now, Amos.
They are moving
it
quick.
It is going fast, and we do have a Panther player slow to get up. Long again slow to get up, so I'm not sure if he's fighting a cramp or some kind of pain, but this is the second time he's come up slow after that catch. And he is trotting off the field.
Yes, he is.
We'll see if hopefully they brought in a replacement for him. I'm sure they did because there's no hesitation as we come to the line for 2nd and 6 on the 45-yard line with about 4 minutes to go in this game. Also directing Adam where to go. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland on that left side. Comes up first down for Copeland. Gets about 6 yards on this one. So the Panthers, Amos, starting to put a nice little drive together here at about the right time.
Yeah, they are. It's they've been moving the ball very effectively here against the Cobra defense. I don't know if the Cobras are maybe getting a little wore down. The defense has spent a lot of time on the field here as of late. So Pekin doing a good job of controlling the ball offensively.
Yeah, and you know, and we talked about this early in the broadcast, that this is really going to come down to heart and conditioning, and we're seeing that now with 3 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in this ball game, down by a touchdown. The Panthers trying to put together a drive here is also hands off. It looks like Club again on the right side, and this time they really found him. But
nice.
He was able to get a couple yards off of this one, two or three yards, starting to turn into a dependable ball carrier here.
Yeah, nice stop there by Curtis Klett, however. That could have been a lot longer run, but Curtis was able to come up and put
and
a shorter
Curtis
pad on
the
him.
Only Cobra in the area. They've seen that one on film, I have the feeling.
Yeah.
Came down, and quite a few of them closed that up.
Yeah, they did.
Also, on the three-step drop.
Oh.
Can't hit Whitrock. Can't hit Whitrock. He does hit him in the numbers, but Whitrock not able to hang on. That pass came out pretty quick. Just 1, 2, 3 steps, and boom, on that right side. Similar to that touchdown pass we saw earlier, and I'm wondering if Coach Hutz, the offensive coordinator, didn't reach back into his playbook for that one, trying to sneak one in here.
Yeah, it looked very similar to the one that he did score that last touchdown on.
Now, this does stop the clock. We are in a situation where the Panthers, you know, it is clock management time. There is 3 minutes left. You don't want to give too much time to those explosive Cobras. But it is third down also.
Well, not
Gary, catches it out. Also on the quarterback
keeper
option, as he's getting tackled, tries to pitch it out. And I couldn't tell if he got a pitch or not. It looked like a pitch, though. Maybe not the best decision as he loses some yards here. Trying to get it out there to Club on third down.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I do believe he was trying to pitch it, but probably not the best decision in the world, because that brings up a fourth down and long situation here. So, you know, obviously I'm sure Coach Donald is going to go for this. But
right, yeah, it's 4th and 15 on the 43-yard line. This is a pivotal point here. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Also, does snap it. He goes right. He looks left. Gets it up to Long, who is running around the left side. He does get the first down. What a great, great play by the offensive coordinator here.
Yes.
Everybody went right. Everyone's looking right. And also, looking right, Plant throws left across the field to a bubble screen to Long, He's a big target here. He's about 6'3", 6'4", over 200 pounds. Gets it to him, and then Long, making it look like he's more like 150 pounds as he runs up the sideline, gets the Panthers the first down. And now, Amos, 2 minutes to go in this ball game, and we're as excited as we were before.
Oh, it is, you know.
Well, now with that ball at the right side, like we've seen before, gets a couple yards, and they're coming fast, ladies and gentlemen. This ball game is starting to tick away with a minute and 53 seconds, 21-13. Average Cobra, excuse me, Sigourney Kyoto leading here, but Panthers starting to put something together on their 17. And boy, we are starting to get that front-yard brawl scorcher that we talked about.
Yes, we are. It's everything we had talked about, Tim, early on before we started broadcasting. This is going to come down to the wire, and Pekin's putting a nice drive together here towards the end of the game.
Also rolls out now after the fake to Copeland. Keeps it, but he's
nice.
Picked up.
Nice play by Derek Burke there to come from across the field.
And we have called Burke's name several times. The senior just getting in there from linebacker, making it just a great closing play here as the Panthers forced to take a timeout with a minute 18, third and six. Cobra defense stands tall here. Great play there by Burke. And, you know, that was a pass, Amos, so the secondary covered as well. So a great play. We talked about testing. Cobras passed that test there on second down.
They certainly did. You know, they could have went back and hung their heads after that fourth and long, and they give up 15, 16 yards to the first down. But these guys have not given up. They're playing hard. They're fighting hard. And I'll tell you, the Panthers are coming at them. I mean, their pace of play is sped up. These guys in the black shirts want to punch one in and make this a tight game.
Oh, I can't imagine the responsibility that is rested on your shoulder. You're here at the backyard brawl. You're at your home turf. There are, I would say a couple, maybe a 1,000 people here. You know,
maybe 10,000,
20,000. It's huge, ladies and gentlemen. But now it's third down and six with a minute and 18 to go. Big one here.
As also like keeps
again, also keeps it goes in. They fake the club. Everybody thinks Phillips has the ball.
That's right.
It on the left side. A beautifully designed play here by the Pekin Panthers. The deception to get the club and keep it with Alsop. I kind of cheated because I know the play, but I can see Alsop, but nobody else saw him. He skimmed across that left side, Amos, and I'll tell you, Alsop just kind of reminiscent of Luke Lyle coming up that left side and just burns everybody by. But I'll tell you, it's going to come down now. We thought the excitement was over. It's only starting as it's going to come down to a two-point conversion now.
Certainly
now
it's is.
21-19. With a minute and 13 seconds left to go.
Pekin with one timeout. SK with one timeout. So, if Pekin desperately needs to capitalize on this. If not, Tim, their chances are we're going to be looking at OT.
And I'll tell you, the real tragedy is, Amos, I'm all out of Mountain Dew.
Hey, you know what?
This is taking a lot of adrenaline, man. I feel like I'm out there, and I've been running, and I've been sitting on the edge of my seat the whole time. But 21-19, can you imagine the backyard brawl? A minute 13 left. It's coming down now to a two-point conversion. Both teams taking a long time on this timeout. Yeah. Nobody's trotting out on the field real quick yet. Previous timeouts, they've come up with a play. Now it's come down. This is literally for all the marbles. I mean, there's some ball games going. Still some ball games to play, but this is it. Both fans on their feet now, both sides cheering here for their respective teams as we see the Panthers come out to try and put a two-point conversion in here. And also keeps the football. He goes and hits that. He reaches for the pylon.
He got it.
Pylon, and he got it. He got it. It was going to be close. Ties up the ball game, 21-21. A minute 13 left to go. Everybody in this place on their feet. Cowbells ringing. Boy, I'll tell you, as the Panthers threw them through, it was looking pretty bleak there in the third quarter. They've rallied to come back. Credit to both ball clubs. This is everything we told them they could be. I'm not sure why we're not on the main channel. I don't know. I think we should rebroadcast about 96.7. I don't know what's happening, Sheridan, but I can't imagine it's any more exciting than what's happening down here at Pekin.
We may have to have a talk with Joe.
I think they might have missed their call. We might be connected now. They just turned us off. But if they did, they're going to miss the outcome of this game because I'll tell you, I haven't seen a more exciting game in a long time.
21-21, a minute 13. If you've been listening this whole time, it's been worth it because it's coming down to a minute in this ball game, and the Cobras are going to get the ball kicked to them. It's anybody's guess how this is going to turn out. The Cobras have been explosive on offense. They've been just disciplined when it comes down, but the Panther defense has started to come alive, started to force some fumbles, started to force some fourth downs. And I'll tell you, this kickoff team and kickoff return team, you don't think special teams are important. Wait till you see this kick, and they swim it, and they really do recover. It did look like they were trying to sneak an onside here.
Coach Jensen, he's a smart guy. He had his hands team up there. As I looked across that line, he had guys that have pretty good hands. He knew and was expecting that. So,
for a young guy, Coach Jensen does have a lot of knowledge of the game. He's very poised. And he does have this team in the right position at the right time. I will definitely give a lot of credit. I think it's got to be something to do with him being a statesman. Is that correct? William Penn alumni?
I believe he is a statesman. That's probably your alma mater.
It's my alma mater as well. Yeah, that's right. We didn't go to college at the same time, but exciting nonetheless. And Sigourney Kyoto comes out and takes a whole host of Panthers to stop him. But it's second down. The clock is running.
Yes.
We got
Colby Kirkhove down. It looks like he's holding him. I think he's first quarter of the camp.
Yeah, I hope Colby's all right because he has come in and stepped in and just done an amazing job tonight. He's had some great punts, some great kicks. He's been just a great player tonight. So, yeah, we'll hope he's okay. And, boy, it gives everybody, you can kind of just feel like a balloon just, everybody just takes a little breath
that's
here.
That's right.
And because it's getting downright exciting. In minute four, Cobras have the ball. Second and six, Amos, on the 43. What do you think? What do you call here, your Coach Jensen? What do you start to do?
Well, I think you got to pretty much stay with what your bread and butter is. I'm sure he's going to keep it on the ground. I don't think he wants to take any risk by putting it in the air. That's not their M.O. They like to grind it out on the ground, and if they're able to put those horses up front in gear and open up some holes, you let the backs, our backs have shown that they can get out and go, Tim. So it's one of those times where the boys are going to have to reach down inside and pull everything they got here for the next minute and four and see where it takes them. So I would venture to say that we're probably going to grind this out on the ground the rest of the way out.
So do you try and go for overtime here? And it looks like Colby is being helped up here. A great number 10, just a great night for him. And he's being helped, holding that ankle. The whole thing is he's all right.
It does appear to be an ankle. I don't know if he twisted it at the far side of the field, so I'm not aware of what's really happening.
No, roll. It just takes a little bit there with those sweeps. We'll see what if everything you predicted is going to come through here. A minute, the clock has started to run. It is now a minute officially now running here. And Griner set back to pass. He does.
Nice catch by Weber.
And he catches Clint Weber here.
Nice pass by Colton Griner down to Clint Weber.
So I said, Clint Weber, you're wrong, Weber.
Yeah,
yeah, sorry, Kevin
Weber.
Yeah, his brother's there, I assume, right? Yeah, Clint and Kevin.
They are brothers.
Clint, I believe a kicker in his day. Helping out over there. But Kevin Weber, a great catch. Two Panthers on him there. Ian.
Yeah, two Panthers, great catch. That's this part right there.
That brings the first and 10 on the 13. And Griner keeps it. Spins.
Oh, good move by Griner.
One timeout left, 30 seconds, and we have about first and I believe about four, Amos, for this game. It does appear that they're going to continue to go. They are not going to use this timeout. 23 seconds left to go. This is really coming down to the wire, literally. Griner gets a direct snap, and he's going to the right side. Chased down by two Panthers in the backfield. Great job by Cole Rickert, and I believe looks like Brody Long, who's still kind of a little bit limping from that one catch, but he brings him down. He and Rickert, a great job coming up. We do have another.
We got a Cobra down on the field.
He's in the near the end zone goal line, and I'm
not sure who that is either,
I
Tim.
I have to venture it's a lineman from where he's standing on that left side, but it's hard to tell. 11 seconds left, 21-21. Ball on about 13.
about the 13-yard line.
And he is being helped off. It looks like, is that Jeremiah Green? I can't tell.
Swearingen. Appears to be Swearingen.
Okay, yeah, number three there. I couldn't see who it was. So Shane, who's senior, being held off, helped off there, tight end. That left side line. And here we go again. just when you thought we were going to see the end of this game, we've still got another play by both teams. Sigourney was charged a timeout there.
Yep.
Even though there wasn't injured.
We're firing a timeout.
21-21, 11 seconds left to go. Ball in the 13. Third down, a little bit irrelevant here, I think, Amos, because they're going to have two to work with.
That's right.
Still critical as they come up in that single wing. Spin back, Lyle with the ball. He's being flushed out. He's still eligible to throw.
4 seconds left.
He throws it away to that left. He literally hits the left pylon and just gets it out of range of his receiver. It looked like he was trying to go for number 23, Jordan Albert, and from that right tight inside, I think he did a drag across there, I would believe, but just missed. But, you know, a great play by Lyle.
A great
pressure.
Great defense by the Panthers, too. You know, when you get down that low, sometimes young individuals have a tendency to break down and forget assignments, but everybody knew what they were supposed to do. The Cobras were very well covered, and, you know, it's come down to this. Fourth down and four from the 13 with 4 seconds left, tied up 21-21. What more could you ask?
4-4-4-4 up there, fourth down, 4 yards to go, fourth quarter, 4 seconds. You're right, this is the backyard brawl we talked about all week long, probably even actually before this week started, to be real honest, probably at the beginning of the season. Everybody looked at the date on the calendar and said, boy, this is going to be a good one.
It's a good one.
It is. Oh, my goodness. my heart's pounding. I don't know. I'm really kind of – both teams have played well. I'm a Panther, but I'll tell you, I'm liking the way these Cobras, the heart, the stick in here. I was impressed by how they moved in quickly. But you're right, the Panthers, just as impressive, coming back and just kind of squashing this and very close to the goal line here. So
it's
going to be a field goal attempt here.
I'm not sure if that's Striegel that's going to be attempting it or if it's Weber. I know Weber's been a kicker, but
looks like it could be Weber. And the ball, I don't know if it was a design pick or not, but the ball went down, and he is going to cross.
He's
going to
score. He's going to score, Jim.
He's in for
the touchdown as time expires. He's in for the touchdown as time expires.
Oh, my goodness.
What a way to end the game.
Talking
about Blaine Gretter that just took that snap. I don't know for sure if they were going to try the field goal or if, in fact, they were going to fake it all the way, but Gretter picked it up, heads to the corner, to the pylon, and just gets across. Folks, this one ends in dynamic fashion. 27-21, Cobras win as time expires.
And I think like the rest of the Panther fans, I'm just in shock. I really don't feel like it just happened. I mean, the ball was snapped low. It came in low. It looked like it was going to be overtime all the way. He picks it up and just barely makes it into that left pylon.
Heads up play by Gretter to pick that ball up. He's just got enough speed, you know, Jim, to get to that corner. Not that the Pekin wasn't pursuing him. They were there.
No,
not get to him. I'll tell you, Jim, this is as exciting a ball game as anybody could ever ask for.
I'll tell you, they did not disappoint. I know the Panthers, you know, and these guys, they're going to hang their heads here a little bit, you know, wanting to win this, but honestly, nothing to be ashamed about. Fought tooth and nail to the wire. You came back from two touchdowns down to tie it up in exciting fashion, and just you know, I'm proud of these guys. I really, you know, I'm proud of these young men, and, you know, this was and credit to the Cobras for sticking in there as well, but a tough fought game by the Panthers.
This Pekin Panther team is going to be one awesome team to watch all season. They are going to give people fits. The Cobras are going to be equally as exciting. They are a very good team. Both these teams are going to have a great season. I feel for the Pekin Panther kids. I've been in their shoes. You fight so hard, and you come up on the short end of a hard-fought game. It's just a hard thing to take, but nothing to be ashamed about.
Absolutely. You know, and they left it all on the field. I remember years ago, you know, my coaches tell me, hey, leave everything on the field. I'll tell you,
Coach Donovan has got to be happy with the fact that they left it all out. They're here. They're singing the Deacon Fight song. Even in the face of the loss, they're singing the Deacon Fight song. And the crowd, nobody is left here from the Deacon stand, still here to support their Deacon Panthers. And I'm with you all the way. If I'm doing the rankings at the state of Iowa right now, I've got to put both these top teams still right where they were. I don't even with the loss on your record,
without a doubt,
the fight that this was, I can't imagine that you say anything other than, boy, what a tight game. And these guys, like, I agree with you 100%. They're going to be explosive this year, and it'll be a fun season to broadcast.
I'm gonna speak a little bit about Deacon, and I won't see him the rest of the year. But with the, you know, you called Petey Clark a lot tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong runner up the middle. Alsop, your quarterback, absolutely, probably one of the best we'll see all season. And then you've got the Copeland kid. And I'm leaving out a lot of good players, Tim, but I'll tell you, this Pekin Panther team's got a lot of weapons.
Absolutely.
What we talk about Sigourney Kyoto, and it's one of those situations where it just impresses me in the first 2 weeks of the kids that have stepped into some of the positions that were vacated by seniors last year, and the heart that they play with. It is amazing that these kids have stepped in and done as well as early as they have.
Absolutely. You know, and going back to Sigourney Kyoto, you know, you look at this group, you know, you see number 33 in memory of Brian Burr. It's got to be good to come out and to get a win for what would have been a senior. You know, not the only tragedy that community has been through over the years. They rally, and they come back and really play a nice football game here. And you look at these other seniors, you know, Colton Greiner, you can't say enough about this last series, about what he did. They direct snap to him time and time again. But then you look at, you know, Luke Lyle, another tremendous, how many times did he spin up the middle? You same thing as both of these teams, so many weapons. We didn't just call one guy all night. You know, you're right. We mentioned Copeland. We mentioned Club. We mentioned Lyle. We mentioned Greiner. We mentioned Siren. But think about all the names right there. I mean, there are a lot of weapons for both teams. And if I'm scouting either team, I'm a little bit nervous. Who do I key off of? I mean, really, do I shut down Lyle up the middle? Do I take Greiner out the side? I mean, if I do that, then I risk Siren coming off the other side. So it really, you know, a great ball club for both teams. And just exciting football. I'll tell you, Backyard Brawl 2013, every bit as excited as we thought, Amos, and more.
We knew we weren't going to be disappointed on this one, Tim, for sure. And it was everything that every Backyard Brawl is generally cracked up to be. We go back to your comment, we can't believe Joe didn't put us on the, you know, as the headliner tonight. This game was as exciting a game as we'll ever see.
My wife is looking up at this. She's a Sigourney teacher, and she's been talking this up. She's got a little smile on her face, Amos.
Well,
but you know, the next year, Backyard Brawl 2014, we'll be right back. So,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I was delighted. It'll be all right. But not to interrupt what you're saying, you're right on every single thing. Just a great game.
You go back with about 50 some seconds left, and you asked me my opinion, and I said, hey, you know, Tim, we're going to grind this thing out. That's our bread and butter. And what do? They do a direct snap to Colton Greiner. He fakes like he's going to take off and grab the corner, and he hauls back and tosses it down the field, and the Weber kid goes up strong and makes that catch. And I'll tell you,
oh my goodness, yeah.
not that they ended up scoring a touchdown on that particular play, but what a big play for a big game to get Sigourney Kyoto in position to do what they did there with time running out.
Absolutely. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, the Panthers stop. I mean, you know, it would have been easy to break two quickly and bring it all the way down to the end on really what was kind of looked like maybe a broken play. It would be interesting to talk to Coach Jensen and find out, did you call a run, you know, your quarter, your holder to keep that, or did it just go low like what we saw? But either way, you take it away. It's 27-21 here at Backyard Brawl 2013, separated by only 6 points.
Yeah, exactly what we thought. I mean, the scoreboard there, it was fourth down and four on the 13. We had 4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Lots of fours. And what an exciting way for it to end. I know it didn't end in the manner that you wanted it to. I'm a little happier than you are, obviously, but
Switching gears, just want to inform all the listeners on the Sigourney Toyota site that, next week we will be back. We'll be at Sigourney. We play at home. I believe kickoff is set next week for 7 o'clock, and we will be taking on our first district opponent, Wilton. So those of you that are unable to make it out, feel free. Tune in to KIICradio.com. Click on that Listen Live link and then go down to KIIC.8 to listen in to what I would consider one exciting Sigourney Toyota Cobra football team.
Yeah, if he can on the road next week, Linville Sully, which will prove to be a tough one. But, they've fought a tough one already. They've seen it. They know what it looks like. So, I agree. Tune in. And definitely check those live scores. We'll be watching. I'll be watching Sigourney Toyota all year. Cheering them on from this point. Neighbors, we lost, but we want to see our area teams do well. I wouldn't be too disappointed if they beat Regina and came out district champs. And really, by what they look like tonight, a couple things, and they're in there. I know Regina's a powerhouse, and everybody talks, but every team puts on their cleats the same way. So I'll be looking to hear, and good luck to you, Amos, for the rest of the season.
Tim, same to you guys and the Pekin Panthers. I mean, we checked those scores, and we hope that, as Sigourney Toyota does well, we hope Pekin does well. That makes both of us look much better, at the end of the year. And I'll tell you, this was a good Pekin team. This was a good Sigourney Toyota team. I'm not going to say great yet, but they are good. These kids are well coached. They fight to the end. Great couple clubs here in Sigourney Toyota and Pekin.
Absolutely, we'll look forward to Backyard Brawl 2014, and hopefully we'll be back on KIC again. Great working with you, and good luck the rest of the season. Go Panthers!
Yeah, great working with you too, Tim. Any closing comments on your behalf? Other than that, we will we'll sign off. Don't forget.
Thanks for listening if you're still around, and we appreciate it.
If you want to tune in to the coaches' report, they will start the coaches' report tonight following all the live broadcasts.
Thanks a lot, and signing off, Tim Hadley.
Amos Griner. Good night.